Live from Pisgah Memorial Stadium in Canton, North Carolina tonight, the Pisgah Black Bears will take on T.C. Robertson High School as we get set to start the 2011 season. Along with my partner, Chuck Fiebernitz, Chad Upton here from the stadium. Chuck, two teams that haven't seen each other in quite a while. You know, coming in, T.C.'s pretty athletic, and Pisgah has a lot of young, new kids on this squad, too. What have you been able to glean so far, and how do you think things might play out here tonight?
Well, when you start with the season, being that we're all the Pisgah Black Bear fans, and you've got to start with the Pisgah Black Bears and the youth of this football team. You know, when you talk with Coach Presley during the preseason and training camp, he talks about the team's attitude. This is going to be one of the more fiery, tight kids, you know, groups of kids that he's coached in about 4 or 5 years or since the 2006 team. And then, you know, he moves on about the attitude and how they, you know, they can get riled up and they got enthusiasm and passion. Then you go talk to him about, and he looks and points to the youth of this team, because there could be a total of about 5 or 6 starters starting on the offense and on the defensive side of the football. So there are going to be some growing pains, but he likes the kids and the attitude. And then we talk about the offensive line, a totally inexperienced offensive line, a part-time starter coming back, only one from last year. Everybody's brand new starters. And in the midweek this week, things were not going well by Wednesday in practice. And so what he did was he made a change. And the change appears to be the right move, because the last two practices were very good. They loved how this team is moving. It was just one piece on the offensive line. And he brought up Holt Underwood, a sophomore center from the junior varsity, put him at center, which, by the way, is Josh Nolan's stepbrother. So we got stepbrother snapping the stepbrother.
And they've done that before, I'm sure.
I'm sure they have. But brother and brother on the line, and as far as the snapper and the quarterback. And they moved Garner over to a guard, an undersized, high-powered young man carrying about 260 pounds on that 5'8 frame of his. And, you know, you got big Dalton Trammell still at the tackle. This is a key cog right here, because Dalton's 6'5 and 297 pounds. He's put on a lot of muscle in the offseason and has worked really hard. And Coach, you know, I talked to him the other day, and he said it worked. You know, the team is now responding. They got this energy on the offensive line. It was just that they were so young that they had that wide, you know, deer in the headlight look when they played against Irwin, and they were worried about making mistakes. So the bottom line is that that's on the offensive side. When you talk offense, you got to talk about the quarterback.
Right.
Last year, he was only a sophomore. It seems that Josh Nolan's been here about 5 years already, and he's still got this year and next year to go. He's an all-conference performer. He's grown to 6'2". He's really throwing the football well, and if the line can protect him, he's got some weapons to throw to. Don't forget these things, folks. You got Dalton James, 6'2". And about 185 pounds, great hands, great receiver. And David Presley points to this young man, Matthew Emmon. And we all remember Matthew Emmon last year in the county clash, when he made the play that probably will go down as one of the greatest plays in the Tuscola-Pisgah rivalry.
Absolutely.
And that blocking that punt, not letting it on the ground, blocking it into his chest, holding it to his chest, and all of a sudden just scooping it and going for a touchdown on that field goal try. So, you know, Matthew Emmon on both sides of the football, he's ecstatic with. And then you got a tight end in Heath Stevens, who's been on the varsity since his sophomore year. A senior, 6'4", mm-hmm. about 215 pounds, can catch the ball. And, you know, and when you first say it, you say, well, David Presley doesn't throw to the tight end. But they spent a lot of time this offseason up at Wisconsin.
Right.
And they learned some little things to add on to their I formation.
And let me clarify that. What they did was the coaches took a trip to the University of Wisconsin, Badgerland. They met with those coaches there.
Absolutely. And, you know, and Wisconsin greeted them, gave them Northern hospitality, or Wisconsin hospitality, because that's probably
Midwestern, there you go.
Because they gave them the room, the book, the playbooks, the films, broke it down, why they do certain things. And I really, for the first time in about 4 or 5 years, you know, because we've always felt that Pisgah has been an I formation team. So, you know, that's going to play very well. But Heath Stevens at tight end, and then he's got a bunch of playmakers and folks. You know, we're all waiting for Dakota King.
Mm-hmm.
Remember Dakota King? I mean, a guy, a one-man show on the JVs last year, is only a junior. And if you talk to one of the new coaches on the staff, Coach Brindley, You know, Ricky Brindley, Ricky is, you know, he looked at him, the first thought he had is the same thought I had. This guy can't play football until he got going. And then he just calls him greasy. He's just nasty and greasy when he gets out on that football field. So he's a playmaker. So David has a, you know, a task. If that offensive line can come through, then what can happen is he can give his weapons touches. He can get his receivers the ball because they can protect his passer. You're going to have a package in there where Josh Nolan runs the football.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to have a package in there where, you know, Dustin Messer, the sophomore tailback, who's going to be a great one, another tailback coming through, and this kid is going to be a fantastic running back. He's got to have touches. Dakota King's got to have some touches. And then, you know, you got Kyle Bloom and a variety of fullbacks, Garrett Holland, a junior,
right.
Tyler Hanna, you know, all going to rotate at that fullback spot. So that's the offense, what they're going with.
Let's take a quick time out. We'll talk more about this Pisgah offense when we return. You're listening to Pisgah Football on WPTL.
Have you got a family reunion, a wedding, a work function, or a party coming up? Well, let the folks at the Black Bear Cafe in Canton do the catering for you. Large or small, the Black Bear Cafe will take care of everything, from entrees only to a full-service served meal, all at reasonable prices, too. So sit back and relax, and let the Black Bear Cafe on Pisgah Drive in Canton do all the work for you. Call for information at 648-1003, 648-1003.
Your home for Pisgah High School football is AM 920 WPTL.
Live here at Pisgah Memorial Stadium as we get set for kickoff between T.C. Robertson and Pisgah tonight. You talked a little bit about that rotation that's going to need to happen and getting everybody touches. Again, you've got some really good backs for Pisgah. You've got some kids that can catch the ball on the edge. What are you going to do if you're David Presley in terms of making sure that it's not about equity and we're trying to win football games? But the point is you've got some kids that are equally capable of helping you get to that win. What do we got to do to make sure that we balance everything out and get our skill people the touches that they need?
And Coach Presley addressed that, by the way, is that we're going to be a base I formation team with multiple formations out of the I formation with a back 7 yards. But the thing what you'll do is sometimes you'll move into a shotgun that'll look like a spread offense, but it's still based out of the... package. And then, you know, for your fullback, Dustin Messer and Kyle Bloom, a senior. So, you know, as far as running the football, he's got a variety of people, and it's going to be based on the sets on the offensive side. So, and again, it all boils down to how the boys up front handle the defensive line of their opponent. If the offensive line can come around and they protect their passer and they can open holes running this ball in I formation, this is suited. This I formation is suited because your running backs and everything is moving downhill. That's moving forward. It's not moving laterally. It's using the brute strength and an intense, tenacious attitude Pisgah football players use, and they're moving forward. And a lot of times you play against defenses, they don't, you know, defensive linebackers and linemen, they don't like the plays and lead blockers coming directly at them. They backpedal. They get on their bicycle and backpedal, and that creates seams and holes for, you know, for the back when running the ball up in, you know, to get up in those cracks and crevices and get up and get some positive yardage. So it's all going to boil down to, folks, you've got playmakers, they're young, and they're going to be around for another, you know, 2 to 3 years, but he just got this offensive line that he's got to figure out. You know, they got to mature, and they got to mature quick, and they got to be able to handle, because when the way they line up, they're going to have, you always watch, they're going to have two guys coming at, you know, with leading the ball carry. They'll pull a guy, they'll lead with a fullback, They might do tight end and a fullback coming at the point of attack, and that's the Wisconsin way. And it, what it does is it allows you to allow an athlete to get up into a seam and get positive yardage. Ball control, run the clock, and move it downfield. And we saw that against Irwin. Offensively, we saw that, you know, if this line would have gelled early, you know, they were struggling, and so was the offense. So, you know, they got many ways of getting their guys, and it's going to be all based on the formations. Now, we're going to, you know, when we go to defensive side, oh, boy, I tell you what, you know, you start looking at the players they've got. You know, you got at defensive end, Heath Stevens is going to move from tight end to defensive end. They got Parker Bailey, Kyle Bloom, and Garrett Holland. Four guys that will rotate in at the bookends. And I tell you what, their motors are running.
Mm-hmm.
Especially that Kyle Bloom. You know, they're not the prototypical Division I, 6'4", you know, although Stevens is 6'4", 215, and he's got a motor. But Kyle Bloom's probably 6 foot. And maybe about 195 pounds, very strong, very intense. But the way he plays 6'5", 230.
Right.
I mean, he is just, that motor is wide open, and he's aggressive on the bookends. Our defensive tackles are going to be guys on the defensive line. You know, you're going to have Dalton Trammell at 297 pounds, you know, plugging holes in the defensive line with Gurner. And Gurner's going to be one that's going to be interesting because he's so low to the ground and he carries so much weight, but he explodes off the line that he's going to be lower than the blockers. And so Gurner, and you got Zach Henson, and you got Cheryl Rathbone's another one, and Christian Bryant. So as defensive coordinator Brandon Holloway spoke of, it was like 2006. It's a repeat where they were able to rotate defensive tackles and defensive ends throughout the game and keeping guys fresh.
Right.
And then there's one X factor, and there's this young man, a big young man, 6'4", about 235 to 245 pounds. He might even be way more than that. And that's junior David Henderson. The coaches say if the light turns on, this kid is going to be a player. But the light
just a matter of maturity, I guess, right?
Right. He just, you know, he just got to learn that he's new to the game. And so that's our, you know, our defensive front, and they're going to run out of a 4-3 base, which they've always done. And here's the thing, and we always talk about this, and we saw this in the Irwin scrimmage. I talked about the last four years, Pisgah has been really atrocious on defense in tackling. And David pointed to the fact that the more athletic you are, the better the tackler you are, the better the defense. He said, we have not been athletic in the last 4 years on the defensive side of the ball. He said, Chuck, we are athletic. Very athletic, and that was exhibited in the scrimmage against Irwin. Tackling, young kids coming up. I mean, they were putting hats on the ball. There was no guys bouncing off the ball carrier and everything. They were, when they got there, they came with an attitude and they finished the play. And then we moved then to the linebackers. And my all-time favorite is going to be Levi Holland. We talked about Levi Holland so many times. So this young kid, probably 150 pounds last year, just playing, just reckless abandon, throwing his body in there, and really not knowing exactly what he was doing. They got Levi right now working at the Mike linebacker.
Right.
He's put on about 30 pounds of weight.
Wow.
He looks really good. He's about 6'2", and he played so well in the scrimmage against Irwin. Outside, you're going to have a kid that's a junior. And that's going to be a tremendous Sam. He's going to, by the time his career is over with, Corey Valentine's going to be an outstanding football player for the Pisgah Black Bears. And then you're going to have Dustin Messer, who started as a freshman at Will linebacker, and Dustin's a player. As good as he is on the offensive side, he's even better on the defensive side.
Let's take a quick timeout. Be back with more in just a moment. This is the pregame show, WPTO Radio, the voice of Pisgah football.
Whether it's hot dogs, hamburgers, barbecue, a salad, or a delicious steak, dine today at the Black Bear Cafe on Pisgah Drive in Canton. The Black Bear Cafe offers you a huge menu full of everything you're hungry for, plus lots of homemade desserts as well. And don't forget about their daily lunch and dinner specials. Dine in, carry out, or for catering. It's the Black Bear Cafe on Pisgah Drive in Canton. Phone 648-1003. 648-1003.
Your home for Pisgah High School football is AM 920 WPTL.
the Pisgah Memorial Stadium as we get set to kick off between T.C. Robertson and Pisgah. Pisgah comes in to the night game. This is their home opener, their opener overall. Same situation for T.C. They're the visiting squad. Again, you were talking a little bit about going through the defense for Pisgah. Let's go ahead and finish up with the secondary and kicking game.
Well, you know, you move to the secondary, and you've got two cornerbacks. You're looking at a cornerback in Hunter White, a sophomore. A big surprise. You got Dakota King on the strong side corner. That's a playmaker with a lot of speed and a lot of athletic ability out there. Then you move to the strong safety, and you got Matthew Inman, Dalton James, you know, Jordan Moody, and then you got brother Austin White, a senior, and Josh Nolan's going to be his backup. But, you know, coach is going to give Josh some playing time at free safety just because he's so athletic. But if Austin White turns out to be the player he showed in the scrimmage against Irwin, that'll spell coach any need to put Josh Nolan at a free safety and leave Austin White there the whole entire game. And then you talk about the kicking game, and that just boils down to one kid, and that is Rory McClure, Twiggy. Twiggy's going to punt, and he's going to be the place kicker and kickoff man, and just keeps improving every game. An outstanding place kicker, and you know, we call him the special man. You got a special teams players, and he's just a special man on the special teams because he's going to be doing a lot in punting and kicking for the Black Bears. So, you know, it overall, folks, you're going to have an aggressive team as long as they keep playing strong defense and tackling well. You know, you just line it up, but you know. We go into this football game talking about David Presley. This is his 11th season opener, and he's 10-0 in season openers. But he's not played a team like this team, T.C. Robertson, in opener. So, you know, this is going to be a tough, tough matchup. T.C.'s loaded with great football players. David likes the matchup. It's, you know, and the one question mark he had was, he said, how will my line, offensive line, do against their defensive front? He said, I don't like that matchup. But he said they're going to have to go and do it. You know, they're going to have to find a way to execute on that side because they got some players out there. TC is loaded with juniors, and they're very talented, and they got a lot of speed. So, you know, it's a matter of over the last 4 years, I think it boils down to can the young guys, these young players, play outstanding defensive football, and if they can, that'll keep them in ball games.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you. And you know, we're a team that usually starts peaking towards the later end of the year, and hopefully you got to come in here tonight and win this big ball game. I mean, they're all big because you got to look at the way things shake out towards the end of the season. The number one seed out of the West is going to probably have an undefeated record, and if you want a shot, if you want a shot at having a home field throughout, you got to win them all.
Absolutely,
I just think that's the case in high school football now. In North Carolina, same thing in the BCS. You just about have to be 12-0 to have a chance to win the whole thing. And that's why in college, 11-0 or 10-0 in high school, to have a chance to win the whole thing for our sakes to have home field advantage. Go ahead.
And the thing is that we're not playing that endowment game. Although we're playing on endowment weekend, you know, we're going to have a bye on September.
We don't have that throwaway anymore. So, not throwaway. We don't have that replacement.
Yeah. So we can't go in and say, well, we played an endowment game. We got 11 games. We got to go into playoffs with 10. We got 10 regular season football games this year, and they'll have a break right after the Inca game, and be off before they host or they go over to AC Reynolds. But this is just three tough non-conference opponents. T.C. Robertson, a 4A school. A.C. Reynolds, at their place, a 4A school, and 2 years ago went to the state championship.
Right.
And then you got Inca, a much improved team with an outstanding quarterback. You know, and I just, like I said before, is that those kids, you know, if their football coach can play a more traditional side and stop giving his kids, put them kids in a bind, you know, we talked about last year, 4th-and-17 from his own 28 and going for it early in the first quarter. I mean, that's ridiculous. You know, even if you don't have a punter, you still got to punch the ball away. You can't go and give that up.
Yeah.
And we remember
a lot of high scoring games that they played last year, and they're on the tail end of a lot of them.
Yeah, and so the bottom line is, but they're still a dangerous football team, and especially when they play Pisgah because it is that cross county rivalry.
Mm-hmm. So, and they would like nothing more to come over and beat
us. Absolutely. So you got to play them. You got they all count. to your record for the playoffs. And obviously, we all know that the conference is the most important. And, you know, you start with winning that two-way phase of it between Smoky Mountain, Brevard, and North Henderson. But, you know, you've really got to dominate inside that conference. And I think this team will grow and mature every week. It's just a matter of how mature they are coming into this football game.
Absolutely. Let's take a quick timeout and be back with more in a moment. We'll talk about the slate of games around Western North Carolina when we return. This is WPTL Radio, the voice of Pisgah football.
For delicious family dining at reasonable prices, head to the Black Bear Cafe of Pisgah Drive in Canton. The Black Bear Cafe offers you delicious daily specials, including meatloaf, taco salad, Cobb salad, and stew beef. And on Fridays, enjoy their delicious seafood special. And on Saturdays, choose a New York strip or a ribeye steak and all the trimmings. Dine in, carry out, or for catering. Phone 648-1003. It's the Black Bear Cafe, Pisgah Drive in Canton.
Your home for Pisgah High School football is AM 920 WPTL.
Back live at Pisgah Memorial Stadium right here on AM 920 WPTL in Canton. Getting set for this football game tonight between TC and Pisgah. These two teams come in here opening the 2011 season. Also some big openers around Western North Carolina. First one I want to mention to you is the Brevard-Owen game. Brevard had a really, really tough time last year. Kenny Ford, on the other hand, for Owen's looking for his 300th win.
Well, and Kenny Ford is the type of guy you know what Owen's going to have because they're a Kenny Ford coach football team. And that's just the bottom line. And they've got the Blue Devils have got to go over to Owen to play the War Horses in the opener of this season. And, you know, the bottom line is last year, Brevard's going to try and shake it out because Owen beat Brevard in that in their meeting last year, 48-0. But, you know, I just got to believe that's going to be more of the same for the Blue Devils because as improved as they are, Owen is again loaded up. And Kenny Ford's got his team ready to go, and they're going to be, you know, a force to be reckoned with in the 2A, maybe the 2AA playoffs when it comes time. So Owen's going to be loaded this year, and they've got some great talent over there, and the War Horses will more than likely roll again tonight in their opener and in Swannanoa. Next game is Irwin at Mountain Heritage. And that's going to be an interesting contest. Irwin's had lost a lot of their talent. Garrett Brown and Curitan, Shaquille Curitan, their big wide receiver that went off to play college ball. And they got to go play Mountain Heritage, which is, again, running that power spread, if you want to call it that, that they've designed for their school and their program. And they've had a lot of success. Last year's meeting was at Irwin, and Irwin won coming off of that loss. Opening loss of the Pisgah Black Bears. They beat the Cougars 42-20 last year in that contest. And so, you know, that looks like Irwin with more athletes will probably carry the day there. Interesting contest because you got Brandon Allen, who was a defensive coach for Donnie Kiefer at Tuscola last year and a former Pisgah Bear, Black Bear, standout on the football team. Has now moved on and has taken over the reins at North Buncombe in Weaverville. And so his first game is going to be against Mark Gosnell, another former Tuscola football coach. And they're going to play the Madison Patriots on Madison's new turf. And that's going to be a neat game because last year Madison beat North Buncombe 24-14. But the word I've got, North Buncombe looks really good this year under Brandon Allen. So that's going to be an interesting game, and I have to give it a toss-up as far as that contest to go. So, you know, even though, you know, a lot of emotion right now with the folks in Madison with their new artificial turf surface. You know, big game, North Gaston is going to be at Asheville, and the Cougars are going to, you know, they didn't play last year, but, you know, North Gaston's a pretty good football team. And but, you know, Asheville's just with Tyson Holloway and Deveron Roberts and just a load of talent. That game ought to be a 3-touchdown advantage to Asheville hosting them. Reynolds, A.C. Reynolds has to travel up to Watauga. Last year, Reynolds beat Watauga at home 14-6 in a tight ball game, won in the last minute of the game. So this is going to be another game. Watauga's loaded. Reynolds is strong again. But unfortunately, they have lost probably for the season, if not most of the season, A.J. Marion, who had some damage to his knee and is going to have, I think he's had some minor surgery, and that went extremely well. And, you know, our next opponent, Inca Jets, are hosting Sullivan South out of Tennessee, and that's going to be an interesting contest. I don't know exactly what Sullivan South.
Hey, let me tell you something too. We talked about why you go ahead and finish what you're saying about Inca. Go ahead. I'll finish.
Because you know you just don't know with Inca because they're loaded with skilled people. But again, football is a game that's won up front, and you know you can try to finesse people all you want. But the bottom line is you got to play defense. You got to have a good offensive line. And you got to have a great kicking game to be a successful football team in any level.
We were this close to having a scheduled team, and you were there for the David Presley show last Saturday morning. We were this close to having a scheduled team from Tennessee, and Inca may have run into the same kind of situation where it's hard to get people to cooperate to want to play you, or they don't have an opportunity themselves because of their schedules. Is it something that we need to look at as the High School Athletic Association to in other words, does the state need to mandate who you're going to play, even if it's out of conference? Do they need to look at, you know, where you are geographically and help with that in some way? To get, I mean, you're talking about when Inca goes to Sullivan South next year, nobody in North Carolina makes any revenue from that. All that revenue goes to Tennessee. There's a lot of that happening now. I see a lot of schools that are having to go across borders. Schools in Charlotte going into South Carolina. You know, we're bordered by Virginia as well. Is that something the state needs to look at, Chuck? I'll tell you what, let's answer that in just a second. We'll come back in just a moment. Be back with more in a moment. This is WPTL Radio, the voice of Pisgah football.
Have you got a family reunion, a wedding, a work function, or a party coming up? Well, let the folks at the Black Bear Cafe in Canton do the catering for you. Large or small, the Black Bear Cafe will take care of everything, from entrees only to a full-service served meal, all at reasonable prices, too. So sit back and relax, and let the Black Bear Cafe on Pisgah Drive in Canton do all the work for you. Call for information at 648-1003, 648-1003. It's the Football Friday Preview. Sports talk about the Pisgah Black Bears, the region, the conference, and more. With Chad Upton, voice of the Black Bears, and Chuck Fiebernatz, sports editor for the Mountaineer newspaper. Brought to you all season exclusively by the Black Bear Cafe, the Black Bears' favorite at 162 Pisgah Drive in Canton.
AM 920 is WPTL Canton.
The following is a presentation of WPTL Sports. Pisgah High School football is on the air. Join us for Voice of the Bears, Chad Upton, and color commentator Chuck Fiebernatz, bringing you all the action of Pisgah High School Black Bear football.
Chad Upton, Chuck Fiebernatz from the stadium, Pisgah, and T.C. Robertson will follow in about a half hour here at 7:30. The question I posed to you, Chuck, just a few minutes ago is, does the state need to get involved in helping these teams find teams, other teams to play? You're looking at Inca having to go out of state to play, actually playing at home, but when they go next year to their school that they're playing or not, they're not going to gain any revenue. And there's several teams with that first and second game, it seems like, are having to play state teams, and there's a loss of revenue there. Does the state need to step in and try to match these teams up?
Well, you know, your first reaction is, because you want to try and get equitable games and games that will bring revenue to, you know, to the North Carolina High School Athletic Association. But, you know, the teams that have problems scheduling are the good programs. You know, David, nobody wants to play Pisgah.
Especially here.
Yeah. I mean, if you schedule, you're going to schedule home and home. Well, that means you got to come here at least one of the two times mm-hmm. when you make those two-year agreements. And, you know, David just had a problem. Nobody wanted to schedule him. I go back to the year 2004 when Zach James was a sophomore and threw for 421 yards against Kenny Ford and Owen down at Western Carolina University. And at the next year, Ford said that was a year where they changed the conference and had realignment and had to make schedule. And Ford said, I'm not playing Pisgah anymore. You know, and it was just because he...
And he was upfront about it.
Yeah, I mean, he was not going to, because he could not handle the passing game, and he was not going to play Owen or play Pisgah with Zach James at quarterback. Well, that meant Zach's got two more years, so you're not going to play him on a year-and-year. And so David thought, okay, that's fine, but I'm not going to, when Zach leaves, I'm not going to go and play you now. But there are teams that, North Buncombe pulled out, Irwin pulled out, mm-hmm. because, Mike Sexton and David Presley are close friends, and they just felt that was too much on their friendship, and it was, and it's not that they, when Mike was here at Tuscola, it puts pressure on the friendship, and they felt it was better that, keep the friendship and not play each other. They'll scrimmage, but when the games count, they'll move on and do something else.
Right.
North Buncombe changed coaches and didn't want to come back and had no success against Pisgah. You try to find games to match, Reynolds is glad to play you, and Robertson had a game pull out, and they were trying to find
same thing happened to him.
Right, and so it was just like, hey, coach, I have a game that I need, and you got a game, and it was close by, and it's going to be a nice gate, so he said, fine, we'll play it. So, as long as it's a nine, if you're going to play three conference games, Inca will always play you every single year. It's a matter of finding two opponents that want to play you. And, if you go to the Western Highlands Conference, you can pull out. You're going to have to wait till next year's over with till that run, the two-year contract goes. So, bottom line is, I don't think right now the state needs to get involved. It's just, teams that are
good.
Great
I'm
programs
good.
Are going to absolutely have
Thank
trouble
you.
Getting, opponents, and they're just going to have to work at it. And sometimes they might have to go a long ways, but David's fortunate. He got close by. He got teams that are just a couple miles away that will come to Memorial Stadium and play Pisgah Black Bears.
You want to mention one other game tonight. Obviously, Tuscola plays at Polk County. Tuscola's got their work cut out for them.
I tell you what. You look at the non-conference schedule. Donnie Kiefer ran into that big time, and that teams just did not want to play. And Donnie had to go. Polk said, yeah, we'll play you every year. That's no problem. And then Donnie went and scheduled High Brighton. High Brighton. And then so he's got opens up with Polk County. He travels to High Brighton. So
mm-hmm.
his first two games are against Polk County and High Brighton on the road. Comes back and mm-hmm. Asheville wants to play him every single year. And then he had to find a game, and he had to go to Tennessee and get Elizabethan Tennessee to play in that fourth game. And they're a pretty good football team. And they call that the death row. And so he starts the march on death row his first four games against outstanding opponents. Two on the road and two at home, and unfortunately he's going into that game tonight at Polk County missing three offensive linemen. Two are out with knee injuries and probably will be out about 2 to 3 more weeks, and they don't need surgery. They're sprained knees, but you got to wait till they get healthy, because a lineman need those joints, the lower limbs, and he has one that's in has a concussion, and though with the concussion
may
be 4 weeks from that young man's back.
Yeah. When you talk about Tuscola and looking at there's a real good chance, not a real good chance maybe, but there's a foreseeable shot that a very good football team out there could be 0-4 to start the season. How does that do for you when you go through?
Well, in talking with this is that you talk with both coaches, and they talk about there is a strong possibility they could be, they're a good football team, and a good football team could be 1-3, 0-4. David Presley could be 0-3, 1-2 after the end of his non-conference schedule, and you look at it and say, we're not a 1-2 or an 0-4 team or 1-3 like in Tuscola's case. We're a good football team. We just played strong competition.
And we need to be real clear about this for people listening. We're not saying Tuscola's going to be 0-4. What we're saying is you've got a very, very good football team at Tuscola that has a very, very difficult schedule.
Absolutely. And the coaches are open about it. They could be that. But the fact is they're playing tremendous. They're not playing cupcakes. They're playing tough opponents. And, you look at Pisgah, and you've got to find, look, these are young kids. they're going to have growing pains. They're going to make young player mistakes out there. And you just, there's a possibility playing top of the line competition that you could start off and be, you know, have a losing record, but still be a good football team. And then once you go into the conference, now it will help you when you move into the conference.
Let's take a time out. Be back with more in a moment. This is WPTL Radio, the voice of Pisgah football.
People been talking about Fat Buddy's beef brisket barbecue. Still slow cooked and basted right. Still in the flavor just like great grandpa Buddy'd have it. Another thing, just as much effort goes into getting the vegetables and fixing done right as anything else. So it's all food so good it'd make you squoil. Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Plaza.
Cardiologist, radiologist, neurologist, internist, family practitioners, orthopedic surgeons, oncologist. It's a long and impressive list. Over the last 2 years, MedWest Health System has attracted nearly 30 talented physicians to our area. These professionals move here because of the wonder of living in the mountains and because they are excited by the growth and achievements in MedWest. MedWest Haywood and Clyde, MedWest Harris and Silva, and MedWest Swain in Bryson City are all expanding to bring you more comprehensive care. From OBGYN clinics closer to home to major cancer treatments, it's all here so our families can get great care at home. Find out more about MedWest on the internet by going to MedWestHealth.org. Excellence, our passion.
Now, back to the press box with Chad Upton and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Back live at Pisgah Memorial Stadium as we get set to start between T.C. Robertson and Pisgah here, just about 20 minutes or so away from kickoff. In terms of Pisgah, in terms of their schedule, you've got some folks out there that will say that Pisgah doesn't schedule the quality opponents that they could schedule at the beginning of the season. It dates back to, that conversation dated back to when Zach was around. I remember that we scheduled East Rutherford. At the time, East Rutherford was excellent. They had a very good football program. The next season, they went from feast to famine very quickly, did they, at East Rutherford, and they ended up not being very, very good. You look at some of the other teams that we played, you know, Irwin's had a good program for some time. You're always going to have to play Inca because of their gate and the location to you geographically. So I would have to take a little bit of disagreement to that statement about their non-conference schedule. Yeah, you want to go out there and get ready and get prepared for the rest of your season, have a chance to win your conference and all those kinds of things. But on the other hand, you know, it doesn't behoove Pisgah as a two-way team to go out and schedule three or four 4A clubs. It's a fine line there, and I think it's a balance that we've met here since we've been broadcasting these last few years in terms of the schedule.
I agree with you wholeheartedly, and I point to this analogy or this analysis of the situation. Last year, when they get complaints about who they play, it's traditional powers. They're not playing the biggest schools in the area in the mountains. Although you can look at that, they've played Reynolds. This will be the third year that they've matched up against Reynolds, and Reynolds has had great success in the playoffs. And been to the state title during that time that they played Pisgah in the 4A state championship one time. But, Irwin's not been a traditional powerhouse year in and year out. But I beg to differ when you talk about last year, Pisgah played Irwin, and they said, well, they're not playing anybody. But I beg to differ, was Irwin not a good
football team? Absolutely, they were.
What did Irwin do in the playoffs? I mean, they absolutely lit people up in the playoffs, in 3A playoffs. And you cannot make that statement about that opponent.
And we often forget, you know, Pisgah is a powerhouse, but they're also 2A. And when I say a powerhouse, I'm talking about one of those programs that you always think of that's recognized throughout the state. But again, it's 2A. I mean, you know, what ideally I think you want to do is play the best teams that you can in your division, maybe some a little bit higher up. But when you go out there and you're playing high schools with 2,500 students, and you've got under 1,000. I mean, there's a reason why we classify schools.
Right. Well, you know, again, bottom line is that, you know, are you talking about traditional powers? Well, you know, I think what Irwin has done under Mike Sexton, that makes them, when you schedule Irwin, you know, Irwin was, you know, and Pisgah beat Irwin in the opener last year, and nobody really thought that was a significant win. And you really can't measure that until the season's over with, and you can go back and say, that was the football team. Nobody really gave Irwin a shot. But Irwin did some damage and made some noise in that conference last year. And when they made the playoffs, they represented. They were close to going to the state championship. And think about that. Here's Pisgah, who beat them on their own turf, 31-20 or 31-22, something like that.
Yeah.
And they are that close to a state championship run, and they had talent galore. But again, you know, you beat a powerhouse that year, but you didn't, you know, a traditional powerhouse. I think people get caught up in looking at traditional powers and measuring. Teams are different every single year, and you really can't measure the strength of the schedule until it's all over with and say, okay.
That's exactly right.
When that team plays and they finish their season, how good were they?
Absolutely. That's exactly right.
And now that'll tell you if that win or that loss is impressive.
We you don't have any other measuring posts. There's no precedent. There's nothing to compare to. After the first game last year, people could have said, ho-hum, Pisgah beat Irwin. That should have happened. But you're absolutely right. By the end of the year, you understood that Pisgah had a good football program at the time and hopefully still do. And Irwin did the same thing. They beat people in their conference that, you know, a lot of people didn't think they would or could beat and all those kinds of things. So that certainly shook itself out at the end of the season. You're absolutely right.
Inca played. Inca got to the playoffs. They had a losing record, but Inca was a really good football team. And, you know, and they made the playoffs for, you know, probably first time in whatever number of years. So they were better than normal. And then you had from there, you had North Buncombe was a bad football team. So they had 4 non-conference games. They played Reynolds, great football team, great traditional football team. And then you played Irwin. And when you look back at the season, you think they played 2 strong, very strong football teams, strong in the measuring stick of within the state in their classification. They beat one on their home turf, mm-hmm. and lost to another one. And so that was, you know, look, they played 2 out of the 4. Now, I'll tell you the words I used when David Presley scheduled T.C. Robertson. I just looked at him. I said, you're going to play T.C., Inca, and Reynolds? Are you crazy? You know, I like the fact that you if you can schedule a cupcake, you know, a team that you're supposed to beat. You know, especially with the team as young as you've got.
Yeah.
He just laughed. I said, you could be 0-3. And he said, yeah, and we could be 3-0.
And yeah,
I thought,
that's true.
Well, I can't argue that, Coach. You know, I mean, if that, okay, you know your team better. But, you know,
I agree with you in what you said. I think Pisgah and Tuscola have this similarity. If they can go through their non-conference slate unblemished, then either one of those teams, or if they both do, you're talking about the 2 best teams in the conference.
You absolutely got a point that, all right, and again, people predict, and our predictions never come. I can sit here and predict who I think from 1 through 8 in the Western North Carolina Athletic Conference will finish, and I will not be right.
No.
Because
it's hard to predict.
You just don't know the idiosyncrasies of the teams. Injuries occur. What can happen? I still look at Tuscola last year with losing 8 starters at some point in time. When they played us here at that game, we talked about it on the radio. We looked over, and there were 7 starters on crutches.
That's right.
And any team on a high school level loses 7, yet still be competitive.
That's catastrophic, and it should have been.
1 injury, you think, oh, that's hurting us. 2 injuries, oh, boy, we got problems. He had 7, and they never missed a beat. They were in ball games. They had a great season. But the bottom, you know, 7-4, and I mean, you just can't. You got to look at Donnie Kiefer, what he did at Tuscola last year with that team, and think that was one marvelous coaching job. And it's the same type of coaching job David Pressley did in 2007, the year after 2006 occurred, when they had that team that started off at 2-3. And they just got handed to them at Tuscola. And you thought, we'd come away thinking, we're not going to win another game.
Yeah, I remember.
Lost.
I remember.
Saturday night at
Mitchell.
And David pulled the reins and got these kids regrouped and went to the third round of the state playoffs and lost to Shelby.
You talked about this a little bit at the opening, that Pisgah has gone through this week and made some adjustments with their up front. I think our coaching staff, I say this every single year, our coaching staff is one of the best that I ever see at making adjustments with the personnel that you have to fit things the right way so you come out victorious in the end.
Interesting comment by Brandon Holloway when Brandon made a statement. He said, we'd rather be making these adjustments now at this time of season rather than when we start the conference against East Henderson.
Absolutely. Let's take a quick time out. Be back with more in a moment. This is WPTO Radio, the voice of Pisgah football.
Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it, anything under the sun. Guns and tools and diamond rings, guitars and electronic things. They got just about everything at Carolina Pawn and Gun. Now, if you need some cash, there ain't no doubt Uncle Sam ain't gonna bail you out. Come see the folks at Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it. Get on over there, son.
Proud sponsors of the Pisgah Bears.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Character counts in the automotive repair business, and your reputation is the most valuable tool in your garage. Singleton's Automotive is celebrating 15 years of providing the people of Haywood County with reliable service and results they can depend on. Singleton's Automotive is an official Napa Car Care Center, staffed with ASE-certified technicians offering all levels of auto repair, and they even have shuttle service. Car care with character. Singleton's Automotive, 55 New Clyde Highway in Canton. Call 648-8300.
You're listening to Pisgah High School Football on AM 920 WPTL.
Back live at Pisgah Memorial Stadium, our Big Black Lead sponsors here tonight, and again, we want to thank all of our sponsors who make Pisgah football special each and every year. I mean, we could not make these broadcasts happen without them. Our Carolina Pawn and Gun, Midwest Haywood, and Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue. Also by Bill Clark's Nationwide Insurance, Ken Wilson Ford, WNC Community Credit Union, building the new building right across the street, Haywood EMC, Burger King of Canton, and Jim Bromley, Edward Jones Investments. Again, we want to thank especially tonight WNC Community Credit Union. Watch their new building now under construction across the street. Building bigger to serve you better. It's a good feeling to be back out here again. Chad Upton and Chuck Friedman, it's from the stadium. As we get set, it's hard to believe it's already 2011. Seems like we were just here doing this. And you always, it's always bittersweet when we have to finish in November or December, whenever the time is. But sure is nice to be back out here and ready to go for this season. Excitement bounds around Canton right now.
Well, I'll tell you what, it just we left here in the playoff game loss to Wilk Central, and already it just seems like it was a month ago that we were here in this same booth and broadcasting. It was a little bit chillier than what it was at this point in time, but bottom line is that we live for this, and the fans of Canton and the Pisgah Nation just can't wait for this. This is the time of year for all of the Black Bear fans. I tell you what, it's just, we get excited for this stuff. I feel like a kid on Christmas Eve waiting for Santa Claus to bring me those presents.
Join us tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. for the David Pressley Show live from the Jukebox Junction Restaurant on Highway 276 in Bethel. Chad Upton and I. Coach Pressley and I will talk Pisgah football, and that's brought to you by Carolina Pawn and Gun, Patton Morgan and Clark Insurance Agency, Plus Linen and Uniform Service, Pioneer Seed Supply, Single Stop Stores, and Pisgah Drive Car Wash. Listen live or on the web at WPTLRadio.net. awaiting both teams to come out now as the sun begins to set on the stadium this time of year. It's very hot in this press box before nightfall. It won't be long until we're coming over here, and the sun will already have been set when we get started here. Mostly clear skies tonight, highs about 80 degrees, and it'll cool off tonight. And one of the things about the weather that you always look out for, there's three things I look for in the first game. The first is turnovers. The second is field position. The third thing I look for in terms of these hot weather games is you always see cramps.
Yes.
And we could be at any level of the game, the first few games you see guys cramp it up. I'm sure Coach Presley has been making them drink as many fluids as they can this week to
Absolutely.
Get prepared for that.
I spent a day with Coach Presley in camp, and when they got to – you know, to lunch, when they broke from the morning practice of training camp, he told him, you are required to drink, you know, two large cups of Gatorade, the bottles of Gatorade for lunch. So hydration is big, you know, and it was big. It played a role. If you talk about it, it played a role in last year's game because Garrett Brown, we couldn't stop Garrett Brown, the quarterback of Vernon. And also when he cramped up and went out of the game and was out of the game for about a quarter and a half, that's when Pisgah made the run. And then all of a sudden, Garrett...
It was a different ball game. It was night and day, man.
I'm telling you, when he came back, he was fighting them the whole entire game, but he just could not scramble out of the pocket because when he did, he tried. You could see him cramping up, and he'd get rid of the ball, or he'd sit in the pocket and throw instead of scrambling. He was a dangerous athlete. And, you know, it might have been a different story at the end if Garrett Brown was... you know, didn't cramp up or had to leave the game. But that's this time of year, it's important because it can play a key role if one of your key players or players start cramping up. You have to also look at what's on the roster. I mean, you know, here comes, T.C. Robertson in with over 50 players on their roster, and Pisgah's got 38. So you can already tell the size, you know, difference in the size of the school.
Absolutely. It's a big difference. T.C. tonight's probably filled maybe about one quarter of their stands. Pretty decent crowd over there. And people continue to file in for this one as both gates are full of folks ready to try to get into this game. It's a tough time of year in terms of everything so busy. It just seems like all of a sudden it's time for it. You stay so busy and so many things going on that Coach Warren comes by to say hello to us. He's fixing to go upstairs to start work, and they do a tremendous job up there, by the way.
Absolutely. Good coaching staff.
Absolutely. When you're talking about those adjustments and things like that, that starts up there above us in the top of the press box when they see things. Going back to what I was saying, though, it's a tough time of year because so many things are going on at one time. You're opening school. People are transitioning now from summer to fall, and it's a different lifestyle than it is in the fall than it is the summertime. So it's a big time of transition and a lot of things going on.
Well,
particularly for the kids.
Yeah, and the bottom line to all this is that, in my experience, is that when your worst practices were the first three days of school. It's like by the time you get out to the practice field, these kids were so lethargic. It was horrible practices, and you were wondering where did this football team go. But that's the effect of just one thing that you talk about. When school starts, it affects them.
Both teams out of midfield. T.C. Robertson had sort of a tough thing happen to them this year. They had a child that passed away in a freak accident over there, and they represent him at midfield with his jersey. As both teams are at midfield right now to schedule the coin toss. So heavy hearts at T.C. after that happened earlier in the summer.
Yeah, that's it's tragic. And, young men, it was an unfortunate accident. Kids just don't, sometimes kids don't think about what they're doing. And they were playing on a gator, and players don't have any business to be on that gator, and that's unfortunate. But, it's a lesson. I'm sure these kids over at T.C. Robertson and also all around the mountains that heard the story realized, because I know here at Pisgah, those kids, our players do not get anywhere near that gator. They're not allowed to, and David's very hyper when it comes to making sure the kids are not doing something that could lead to some injuries. And, I seen Twiggy just shooting around the basketball in the gym. And that didn't please David Presley. I mean, it's the fact that, he doesn't want him to shoot. It's the fact that, you're in football and he just doesn't want, don't play around. You know,
right, exactly.
Don't be jumping up and then spraining an ankle.
The tough thing about head football coaches, they hold their breath all summer long because these kids are at the lake running jet skis and at the beach. We had a freak accident happen to a player maybe a year or two ago that cut his foot on a shell or something, or had something happen. I can't remember, but you can't manage what they do all summer long. So you're right. When you've got 16, 17-year-old boys out there, they're going to be in the middle of stuff, and you've got to hope they can get to August without having a huge injury.
Absolutely.
T.C. Robertson tonight comes in with white jerseys, blue pants, gold helmets, kind of reminiscent of Notre Dame. Pisgah tonight, black shirts, black pants. A new helmet this year. It's an off-black. It's kind of a primary black with a white power P. As we're almost set to get this one out of the way as both teams are out on the field.
I asked Coach Preston,
what do you think about that flat black?
Well, you know, when I was doing the drawdown, they were talking about grab the Pisgah helmet, and I was looking for the white helmet.
Oh, I know. I was, too.
And when he said it was the black one, I went to David and asked him, I said, what happened with the white? He just said, we're not a white helmet team.
Interesting.
We've always been the black helmet, and, you know, since he's been here, and we're that black. We're the good guys wear the black in this ballpark.
A project I'd like for you to undertake is see if you can, throughout, since 1966, put together a pictorial of the way, not the uniform changes, because it changes too much, but all the helmets that we've had. I remember, the earliest helmet I remember was a red helmet with a black P, and it was just a block P, and that was here, right around the time Jim Fox was here. And then we went to a helmet that was, when Coach Wright was here, it was a white helmet with script Pisgah written on it. Coach Renault here, it was a white helmet with a red power P, but the power P wasn't, tilted the way it is now. When Coach Presley came, they went to a black helmet with the red power P, and then they went to the white for 2 years, and they're back to flat black now with the white. That's something I really think would be interesting to see how that shakes down over the period of 40 or 50 years. And by the way, I just heard the gold horn. One exciting addition tonight. I have purchased a gold horn, and it's got it up here with me. I'm not going to play the horn part of it, but the light will flash upon scoring, bringing a little hockey into it as we're almost set to get underway. And here's a kick from Twiggy from the 40. It will be received at the 15-yard line, ahead to the 20, 25. Misses one tackle, but won't miss two. He's down at the 26, 27-yard line. That will start our first drive of the night. 11:54, just underway here from the stadium. Pisgah and T.C. Robertson, T.C., on offense first.
Great. Just noticed that on that tackle was Dustin Messer, the Will linebacker, and middle linebacker, Levi Holland. So he's put his defense on that kickoff team.
Three receivers will split out to the right side, one to the left. L.J. Robbs goes under center. Now he'll back out of it. Shotgun, run back in the backfield with him. Now man in motion, orbit. On first down, here's a snap. Gives straight ahead, and he'll pick up three. On the left hash mark, it'll be second long.
And big Dalton Trammell, 6'5", 297 pounds, starting at the wide side tackle, broke off and got off the guard and shimmied him and was able to make that tackle on that play. So it was a good play out of the senior defensive tackle.
One receiver left, three to the right this time. One tailback, they stay in the shotgun on second and seven. From the 31-yard line, snap, wants to throw out to the right side. Caught and fumbles the football. Pisgah, now they're going to rule it incomplete. A nice hit out there by Matthew Inman. Good coverage. It'll be third and long.
And that's the player that Coach Presley calls the playmaker. Boy, he'll talk all day long about Matthew Inman.
That was a nice tackle
there. Well, and again, that's what we talked about. These guys will come up and strike you. They're more athletic this year, and that's the key about defense.
TC big up front on their offensive line. Three receivers right, one left on third and long. They stay in the shotgun. Pisgah creeps and wants to show a blitz, and I think they jumped off sides.
Young part of the season. Those are the young, the early season mistakes. They were on a blitz, got a little ants in their pants.
See, if we stay in the blitz now, they can run the football. It'd be third and short here. It'd be third and a yard and a half. 11:15 left to play first quarter. Robertson football. No score here from the Robertson 36-yard line. Two receivers right to the left. Man in motion from right to left now. Here's a snap. Quarterback will keep and go straight ahead, and he's got the first down. at the 41-yard line. We met him behind the line of scrimmage, but he was able to scoot upfield for that first down.
And again, that's Alex Gurner, 5'8", 260-pound defensive tackle that just – I tell you what, these big guys on the offensive line for T.C. Robertson are having trouble with Gurner. He's just so low to the ground.
Three receivers to the right, two to the left now. As they'll spread it five wide on first down from the 41. Now man in motion. He'll set up in the backfield. Snap. Gives to him straight ahead. He's got running room at the 50 out to the outside 40 and tackled at the 39, 38-yard line. A big run broken off there right up the middle. It's first down for T.C.
They did make an adjustment. They brought in a couple new defensive tackles, brought in David Hernandez. He got pushed down and created the hole in the seam where the quarterback could read. That quarterback we're speaking of is Noah Suber. But Kyle Bloom, all the way from his defensive end spot, chased that play down to make that tackle. And again, we talked about that in pregame. That kid's motor's running all the time.
Three receivers right, one left now. Man in motion across the formation from the 39-yard line. Quarterback keeps. Quarterback has got a first down yardage, close to first down yardage, the 32-yard line. That's Robbs. It'll be third and one. Check that. Second and one. So TC content with running right at us right now. Ball well, spotted at the 30-yard line.
And that's going to be the key right there, out of the spread formation. They got great athletes. They're getting great athletes in open space, and they're just able to make the plays. That's the advantage of running the spread offense when you have athletes.
TC very liberal with the amount of time they take off the play clock. It's down to seven. Two receivers right to the left. Man in motion again. Snap. Straight ahead, and he'll be brought down after a pickup of maybe 2 yards on the play. It's enough for the first down. It looked like movement on the offensive line. They didn't call it. Ball will be spotted at 27.5. First down TC with 9:36 left to play. First quarter, no score.
And I'm really pleased with the defensive pursuit to the football. One guy's not getting to the ball carrier. You know, you're having about five, six, seven jerseys, black jerseys, around that ball carrier and all trying to get a lick in.
Two receivers right to the left. Pisgah shows blitz from the left side. And they'll back out of it. Play clock down to seven now. You might have to take a timeout. Down to three. Snap. Back to pass. Looking, under pressure now. Roll right. Throws. It's going to be caught at the 20-yard line. Down to the 10 and down to the 9-yard line. So a busted play, it looked like to me, Chuck, goes for first down yardage.
Well, and the receiver got, you know, hooked up into the flats, and when the quarterback scrambled, scrambled out of the pocket, the defensive coverage on that receiver broke up to get the quarterback, thinking he was going to run with the ball, and all he did was just kind of like the Joe Cap jump pass, just dropped it to him. And it puts pressure on the defense. When you're covering a man in the flats in your zone and the quarterback's running your way, you got to make a decision. Do I go up and, you know, take this guy? Because nobody's going to get that receiver.
Three receivers left, two to the right now. On the short field at the 9. Pisgah's yet to see the football. Snap. Gets to the tailback. No, he's going to keep, and he's going to be wrapped up at the 4. Maybe the 5-yard line. He picked up 4 on the play. It's second and goal now from the 5. 8:27 left to play, first quarter, no score.
Now what T.C. Robertson is doing is they're able to get some good fits on the offensive line and just create cracks. And that's all they want out of this the spread offense.
Three receivers right, one left, one setback with Rob's man in motion from right to left. Snap, he wants to throw it from the 10. Throws, it's going to be incomplete. Good coverage down there at the goal line. It'll be third down.
And that was Levi Holland that broke that play up, middle linebacker in drop coverage, read the quarterback's eyes and flew to the ball, and as the ball got to the receiver's hands, you had Matthew Emmon and Levi Holland there to converge to bat that ball down.
Two receivers right, one left, and they'll stay with one back there. They run this spread, it looks like, Chuck, exclusively. 8:04 left to play, first quarter, no score. One receiver left, three to the right. Here's a snap. Quarterback keeper ahead, and he scores. Almost untouched, Chuck.
Found the crack. They were shooting to the wide side, and Levi Holland was not under control on a blitz, and when all the guard had to do was push him down, and that created a seam on the left-hand side between guard and tackle and allowed Suber just to run almost untouched, as you said.
First drive, first score for TC. They lead at 6-0. With 8 minutes left in the first quarter, pending the extra point here, it'll be 7. Snap. Spot. Kick is away, and it is good. Timeout on the field. With 8 minutes left here in the first quarter, TC leads it 8-7-0. Back in a moment, WPTL Radio, the voice of Pisgah football.
Haywood EMC is proud to support Pisgah Bears sports. Your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative has grown with a single commitment of affordable, reliable, and safe electrical services. In addition, they can provide you with energy conservation assistance, security lighting, backup generators, and whole house surge protection for your home or business to make life better for you, the member. Haywood EMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
You're listening to Pisgah High School Football on AM 920 WPTL.
Chad Upton, Chuck Fiebernitz from the stadium. 7-0 is your score. TC leads it. Now Pisgah will get the football, and we'll see what they can do on offense.
A lot of times what you want to do with a defense that you're running against a good offensive team that runs that spread is really don't get a lot of penetration. Read at the line of scrimmage and just move laterally. Don't give them and create open seams for you.
TC will kick from the 40-yard line here. A good crowd on hand in Canton as the sun begins to set here. Pisgah finds himself down by a touchdown before they are able to get the football on offense. Here's a kick driven to the 3-yard line. It'll be returned 15, 20, and down there. And the return man is Nick
King.
Phillips. Excuse me, Dakota King.
Yeah. That's the King, all right, right there.
So he gets to the 20-yard line. Pisgah will go on offense. For the first time tonight from the left hash mark. TC leads this one 7-0. Try to get some other scores for you as they come through. And might be a little slow tonight being the first night back in action. Two receivers left, one right. One setback. Nolan shotgun. Here's a give straight ahead to Messer. Messer close to 5 yards on that carry. So a nice little pickup there to be 2nd and 5.
That's a nice little wrinkle to start the football game off, is that everybody's been talking about the I formation, power football. Wisconsin, you scouted them against Irwin. You're expecting them to come out maybe in two tights with a fullback and a tailback, and they come out in a spread formation.
Emmon and James to the near side, rolling to the right side. One setback for Josh. Snap. He wants to throw. Looks. Fires. It's going to be picked off at the 30, 20, 15, 10, 5, and he's in. Touchdown. Ball intended there.
Matthew Inman.
For Inman, it was picked off, and now it's 13-0. Not going well so far.
Well, Josh just stared down his receiver. Took too much time. When you're running short routes, you got to get the football out of your hands real quickly. And what he did was he made his determination he was going to do it. And, again, this is the way teams are going to play Pisgah football. They like throwing the football on the bottom parts of the numbers, and they're not even moving. They're just waiting for the outs and the hitches, and they're going to stand there, and this is going to be dangerous. You're going to have to put the football, if you want to throw it, in the middle of the field.
They're going to go for two. Here's a snap and a give to the outside. He pitches it out there, and he scores. It's 15-0. They went for two out of that swinging door play on the extra point attempt. It's 15-0. 7:15 left to play first quarter. WPTO Radio, the voice of Pisgah football.
Free stuff. Everybody likes free stuff. Nobody can get enough free stuff. So listen up. Free stuff happens with Single Stop Stores Rewards. Your nearby Single Stop gas and convenience stores will have you getting free stuff just for doing what you already do, shopping at Single Stop. And you sign up for free. So get all the details on Single Stop Stores Rewards at your nearest location and start getting free stuff.
You're listening to Pisgah High School Football on AM 920 WPTL.
back live here at the stadium, 7:15 left to play first quarter. Pisgah down 15-0 here after the interception. Pisgah's only had the football for two plays on offense. They'll receive this kick. We were down 14-0 last year against Irwin and found a way to come back. We're going to have to do the same thing here tonight. This TC's jumped on us early. Here's the kick, and the King will return from the 5, 10, 15, 20, and fumbles the football, and TC's got it. So we fumble the football and get right back to TC Robertson here at the 16-yard line, and Pisgah can't do anything right now. So the 1st and 10 from the 15, 16-yard line. Pisgah's going to have to buckle down here and play some defense.
Not two receivers going the way to Coach wanted, did it?
Nope. It's not. Two receivers to the left, two to the right. Make that three receivers out there. They'll go shotgun again. Taking their time on offense, and TC can dictate the game right now up with this big lead in the first quarter.
TC pointed to this team as a dominated by juniors, but they really felt, you know, they really feel this is their team, their year.
Here's a give to the tailback ahead to the 15-yard line before he's pulled back. He gets two on the play to be second and eight. Good tackling in the interior. 6:57 left to play first quarter.
Defense has not played bad. It's just, you know, you've got to pick six, and you've got the fumble and giving them a short field. And what you want to do is you don't want to wear this defense out. Your offense is going to have to find a way to, you know, not turn the ball over, maintain long drives, and allow your defensive personnel to get some rest.
Two receivers right to the left. Man in motion from right to left. Shotgun snap. Gibbs out to the right side this time. To the 10, to the 5, and he scores. Touchdown. It's 21-0. Pisgah in all kind of trouble. Tuscola losing 6-0 to Polk County tonight. And TC will go back out there with their swinging door. It's been a long time since I've seen us be down 21-0 this early, Chuck, to anybody.
Well, I mean, we've only played, we're halfway through, not even halfway through the first quarter, and this is already starting to get real ugly.
Snap, spot, kick is good. 6:26 left to play here in the first quarter. TC Robertson leads it 22-0. Back in a moment, WPTL Radio, the voice of Pisgah football.
Jukebox Junction is backing the Bears. The Jukebox Junction restaurant and soda shop is open for breakfast from 7 a.m. From hearty morning fare to lunch and dinners, including a daily special, the Jukebox will feed your family well. Jukebox can handle your sweet tooth too with shakes, sodas, and sundaes. Call the Jukebox to reserve their private room for up to 40. Jukebox Junction, restaurant and soda shop, Highway 276 at Bethel Red Light, the healthy junk food place.
You're listening to Pisgah High School Football on AM 920 WPTL.
.6:26 left to play, first quarter. Pisgah losing 22-0. Here's the kick from TC. Driven back to the 1 yard line. It will be returned to the 10, to the 20, to the 25 yard line. And that's Dakota King, I believe. It is Dakota King to the 26. First down, Pisgah.
A much better run by the Dakota King, only a junior. Had control of the football, was going north and south. I mean, he was running downhill instead of stopping and trying to cut away from everything. You can't do that on kickoffs. He learned that last time. Again, young kids making young player mistakes. This is the stuff that we have to mature, you know, as we go along in the season.
Two receivers right to the left on first down. Not much doing out there. He'll be brought down by everybody on the team at the 25-yard line. It'll be second down.
Nowhere to go. What we have a penchant to do, young people, when they're running, is they like to get to the outside and keep bouncing outside. You got to make the tough yards, getting up, and, you know, always run downhill, trying to get that positive yardage. If you only get one or two, then fall forward. You can pick up an extra yard. But, you know, with this type of speed and with this, you know, young offensive line, you cannot start cutting and moving towards the outside and running laterally.
One receiver right, two left. Flag on the play. Tripped up at the 30-yard line. He picks up three or four. And we'll see what this call is. Might be either offsides or an illegal shift. It'll be an illegal shift on us. I don't know who was the man that made that move, but it'll back us up five nonetheless. 22-0 is your score with 5:29 left to play here in the first. Pisgah losing to TC. Could just as easily go the other way with turnovers. That's what happens, and Pisgah has not been the fortunate ones on turnovers so far tonight. A lot of people haven't even gotten in the gate yet.
Probably wondering when they come in going, is the score wrong?
No. I know, that's a bad feeling.
And it's even worse being your first game because you're emotional, you jacked up coming in, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, gee whiz.
Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Now no one's going to tuck and no one's going to run, and he's down after he picks up one at the 21-yard line. It'll be third and about 15.
Long developing play, and I'm wondering where all this I formation. We're not going to be apt at spreading this thing out, but, you know, it's they're athletic on that defensive front.
Emmett and James to the near side, rolling to the far side, one setback, shotgun, play action. No, he's going to give. He's going to keep. That's no one keeps after he fakes the give and picks up a yard. It's fourth down. Pisgah with about 3 yards of offense so far tonight. 4:25 left to play here, first quarter. It's 22-0, TC.
Maybe next time you get the football, you know, you play a little smash mouth. You just, you know, stretch out your line and get eye formation, lead a fullback with your tailback, and just go directly at them. Because we're not getting anywhere. They're much faster. Their defensive linemen are faster than our backs.
Well, I mean, you got to do something, chip away. I mean, it's still early, really early.
And if you control and move the chains, you're also controlling the clock, keeping their offense on the sidelines.
I've seen teams let up after they get these big leads early before. We'll see if that can happen here. Here's a snap and the punt. Low line drive, drops him back to the 40-yard line. It's dropped and picked up again. A flag comes in at the 45, at the 50, and he's got a lane down the sideline, one man to beat. And he can't beat him. He'll be run out of bounds at the 15, but that flag is all the way back here at the 50-yard line. I think this is coming back, Jim.
More than likely where it was thrown is his block in the back. Didn't see it, but where that flag is, when that ball's kicked and somebody, you know, you got bodies chasing other bodies and players just can't wait for that guy to turn around. It's usually a block in the back. Or holding.
It was a hold. Way back here. So that'll start them at about that's about a 60 or 70 yard penalty. 3:45, 23-0 your score here in the first quarter. TC leads. Again, we'll try to keep you updated on the scores from around the region as best we can. The only score I've got so far is Polk leads Tuscola 6-0.
Just got the, you know, up, yeah, Polk 6-0, first quarter, 3:58 in that first quarter.
So TC will start their next drive from the 40-yard line after the penalty on the return. They'll send two to the right, two to the left. And they'll stay in the shotgun from the 39-yard line. Snap, and a give off to the left side. Finds a little crease and tripped up at the 44-yard line. He picks up 4 yards. It'll be second and six. find some room in the interior.
Well, and I'm noticing that our interior front right now is getting so, they're allowing them to penetrate, and all they're doing is just taking them into those gaps, creating a natural seam. The guys are reading. It's, you know, designed to get the ball behind the center and then finding a gap.
They send two receivers either side, and now the right tackle moves. They'll bring him out. It'll be second 15.
What we're doing, second because 10. We're trying to get penetration and getting pushed down into a gap or pushed out into a gap, is we're creating the natural seam for them to run into. And now our linebackers are in open space trying to make plays.
Two receivers right, two to the left. They stay spread. With one setback. Snap. Wants to throw. Deep left side. He's got a man wide open. It's going to be incomplete.
And we were fortunate that
he threw it behind him.
Yeah, that's Dakota King on that coverage right there. The King was had no idea that that ball was thrown. The guy got by. And that was a mismatch. Dakota King, you know, got him listed at 5'8". That might be a little generous, but he was going up against their number 17, Josh DeLong, who got him listed at 6'3". So, obviously, a size mismatch right there.
Quarterback, Suber. Made a nice throw on that ball. Two receivers to the left, two to the right. One set. They'll stay shotgun on third and 11.
We got nobody covering the slot receiver.
Snap. He'll keep and straight ahead. And he'll get a first down and more. At the 30-yard line, at the 20 we get Chase, at the 15, 10, at the 5, and he's down at the 1. Unbelievable. 2:48 left to play, and now TC's got a first down just outside the goal line.
Corey Valentine just got blasted, blindside. And I tell you, he was unprepared to take that hit. He's trying to figure out if he's in the ball game or if he's at school right now. He's shaking up. He's trying to shake the cobwebs out of that.
So first and goal now from just outside the goal line with 2:38 left to play in the first quarter. Pisgah leads. Pisgah's down. 22-0. Snap. Quarterback will keep, and he'll just slide his way into the end zone for a touchdown. It's 28-0, Chuck, in the first quarter. TC leading.
Oh, it's ugly.
Like I said, I can't remember, no matter who we played, being down this bad this early. TC will have that swinging gate deal. They'll try it again. Trying to send players out there. I don't know if we'd seen this on film or not. Now they'll bring back to the more traditional look. Snap, spot, kick. It's good. Timeout on the field. Pisgah down now 29-0. Back in a moment, WPTO Radio, the voice of Pisgah football.
Midway Medical Center supports the Pisgah Bears, and Midway Medical Center provides your family with quality health care in a friendly, safe, and caring environment. Choose two locations. Canton's office at 30 North Main Street has four family physicians. The Clyde facility at 6750 Carolina Boulevard has five family doctors providing service even on weekends and evenings. Monday through Thursday until 7, Saturday noon until 2, and Sunday 2 until 4. Midway Medical Center, our family taking care of your family since 1959.
Back to the stadium for more Pisgah High School football action on AM 920 WPTL.
.224 left to play here in the first quarter. Pisgah down 29-0. He's going to have to do some things to try to get some offensive looks. I don't know how many yards we've gotten, but it's not been very many.
I think, really, you can count them on one hand.
Here's the kick again. Dakota King at the 20. Dakota down there. Pisgah having a difficult time really doing anything right now, Chuck.
Well, they got to. What they have to do here is put this away and just start playing. You know, go back to what they are buttering the bread on the I formation. Go to the I formation. Get some. Move the chains. First, you got to get one first down. Can't think of the score. You got right now. You got to think one first down. It's good. They're going to an offset eye.
Snap and a give and almost a blitz came right at the middle and no one's slow to get off the turf. He gives to Messer. Messer loses two. So it'll be second down. And no one was hit hard as they shot the gap with that. I don't know if there's a safety or what that was.
That was a middle linebacker blitz. Boy, he timed it. What he's getting is they're timing the cadence of Josh Nolan. He's getting into a rhythm of maybe going on one, and it's almost at the same speed. And boy, he timed that and got through the both guards just couldn't handle that.
One receiver right, one wing to the right. Play action. He'll roll from the 10. Throws picked off. The 20, 15, 10, 5, and he'll score. Flag down at the 9-yard line. And that might be an interference call or an illegal block. I don't know.
Block in the back.
And again, after the interception.
Folks, I'm telling you, that was an out pattern again. The play, the pass was under the numbers. And they've got people sitting there waiting. They know exactly Pisgah's going to throw the ball towards the sideline. And they got corners not even moving from that area. With the middle of the field wide open. And, if they continue to do this, they've got they're inside right now David Presley's passing game. They know it.
So you're saying this is not something that's come from anything they've seen this year. This is just tradition of how we play.
We throw always the outs. That was an out pattern. We rolled him out, but he's still throwing an out. And he was just sitting there waiting for that ball. I mean, they keep people and they fly people to the flats. They play the outer thirds and they leave the middle of the field open. And, if you don't start throwing curl patterns, this is what's going
to
happen.
Two receivers right to the left. One setback, and they'll stay shotgun. Man in motion now. He'll give straight ahead. Met and then brought down at the 11-yard line, just outside the 10. It'll be second down and about four here.
Now what's happening is that this emotion has just gone out. They have been hit with a haymaker. Now that it's affecting their tackling. I don't know if it's exhaustion, but now they're starting to tackle high and reaching for the football instead of tackling, the legs and hitting with crisp tackles.
Three receivers, two to the left. Here's a pitch out to the right side at the 20. We give chase and bring him down at about the 13-yard line. Boy, he strung him out pretty good right there to be third down.
Good play out of number 80, Keith Stevens. You had a good pursuit by Matthew Emmon and Corey Valentine, and Matthew Emmon got a good tackle, went to the legs, and dropped him for a loss. So, hey, somebody's got to start making plays. And you got to look for your seniors to step up and start making some plays.
Two receivers left, one to the right. For TC at the 15. And the quarterback will go down, had some indecision, and he'll go down at the 18-yard line.
Good blitz out of Levi Holland. Came up the middle, tripped up the quarterback. Corey Valentine was there, and what you had was the defensive line not giving pursuit or coming, getting penetration. They were laterally reading the play, and what it did was it created a jam and no seam. That's how you got to play the spread against a good team with a lot of athletes.
That's it for the first quarter. TC leads it mercifully. TC leads it 29-0. Fourth down when we return. WPTO Radio, the voice of Black Bear football.
AM 920 is WPTL Canton.
The smart way to keep your vehicle purring is regular maintenance. Make it easy. Pull in at Rogers Express Lube and Tire on Pisgah Drive. Locally owned by Buddy and Brandon Rogers. They use Valvoline, Castrol, and other brands. There's North Carolina inspection. And the Rogers sell all major brands of tires with state-of-the-art balancing and tire-changing equipment. Rogers Express Lube and Tire, 167 Pisgah Drive in Canton. They're open on Saturday, and they take credit cards. Call 648-7772.
Back to the stadium for more Pisgah High School football action on AM 920 WPTL.
Our Big Black Lead sponsors and I, Carolina Pawn and Gun, Midwest Haywood, and Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue. Also by Jukebox Junction Restaurant, Rogers Express Lube, Champion Credit Union, WNC Towing, Single Stop Stores, Lee Starnes, Farm Insurance, Martin's Drug Store, and Plus Tire and Alignment. So it's fourth down, and TC will try the field goal here. It'll be a 35-yarder from just inside the right hash. Just underway in the second quarter, Pisgah finds themselves down 29-0. Here's the snap, the hold, the kick looks good, and it is good. Timeout on the field, again, we'll keep it right. Actually, we'll send it to a break. Timeout on the field, 11:55 left to play in the second quarter. Pisgah down now, 32-0. Back in a moment, WPTL Radio, the voice of Black Bear football.
Riverview Farm and Garden Supply has been your hometown dealer for feed, fertilizer, horse tack supplies, fall plants and vegetables, hay, and so much more for over 25 years. Be sure to come by and check out the 2011 selection of Pisgah ware. Hats, t-shirts, car decals, and more will get you ready for game day. That's Riverview Farm and Garden, just down from the stadium on Penland Street in Canton. Call 648-2164 or come by and see Ronnie and his staff Monday through Saturday.
You're listening to Pisgah High School football on AM 920 WPTL.
.55 left to play second quarter. Chad Upton and Chuck Fiebernitz from the stadium. Pisgah finds themselves down 32-0 here against TC. Pisgah has turned it over multiple times and hasn't really got anything established on offense. Here's a kick to Inman. Inman all the way up to the 36-yard line on that nice return. And Pisgah will have it their best field position of the night. Comes at the 36-yard line their own.
Very critical series on this offensive side of the football for the Pisgah Black Bears. They must establish something and get in moving the chain. They have yet to get a first down in this football game. They've got to start, you know, finding something positive. They've got to, you know, first, like I said before, move the chain one time, start from there, build little into something bigger.
Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Here's a give straight ahead at the 45. Tries to bounce, and he'll be tackled before he can get to the first down marker at the 45-yard line, and I believe that was Messer on the carry.
All right, and they'll have now a second and one short, and this is a very positive thing now. Move the chains, get the ball, you know, get that first down, and then reestablish yourself and start working yourself back into the game.
Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Shotgun. Here's the, you know, fake the give at the 45-yard line. Wants to try to get the outside. Nice little stiff arm there to the 49-yard line. It's first down Pisgah, the first of the night. Hard to believe.
And that's a positive. Look, I mean, look, you're 32-0. Can't change that, but you can sit there and say, all right, now we got a first down. Boys, let's settle down. Let's start playing some football. Maybe. Just maybe. Use the fact that you said that sometimes teams let down after they get this big of a lead. You get a score on there, change that goose egg on, you know, to a crooked number, and everything starts to move in your favor.
Two receivers left, one to the right. They show the blitz. Snap. Wants to throw. He's got time now. Fires downfield. He's got him wide open. Incomplete. He wanted Inman down there, and Inman had beat his man at the 15, but nothing doing. It'll be second down.
Just a little overthrow, but what you want to do, remember last year, there's a positive out of that you can build with Josh Nolan, and the fact is that last year he underthrew deep balls, and you can't do that. This year what he's doing is, you know, that was an overthrow. If you're going to miss, fire, miss over the man's head.
Two receivers to the left, one right. For Nolan out of the shotgun on second down. Snap, wants to set up the screen, and he does. Caught at the 50-yard line, and he is hit hard. after a pickup of three. Snuffed out pretty well by TC. It'll be third down and long.
I've seen only one play out of the I formation.
We haven't seen a lot of new stuff. I think that's a good point. I thought we would have probably seen some more newer things so far, but we have not. Two receivers to the left, one right. One set. Here's the blitz again. And we give straight ahead, and he'll pick up a yard. Lose a yard. Check that. Fourth down. So nothing doing in the middle for Messer. 10-16 left to play here in the second quarter. Pisgah down 32 to nothing. And the punt unit will come on for the first time tonight. I think this is the first punt for either team.
Well, right now on both sides of the football, T.C. Robertson is clearly the more dominant football team. You know, so you've got to start finding little things what you can do. I still like the fact that going into a, you know, with a tight end and a lead backer and start trying to run the football more in a downhill and at these blitz. Hey, they're going to blitz linebackers. Let them blitz themselves out of the play and run that football directly at them.
Pisgah will call a timeout. We'll take one here as well. 32-0 is your score. 9:39 left to play in the second quarter. This is WPTL Radio, the voice of Black Bear football.
About that fat buddy's ribs barbecue. Got a thing about that going green like Carolina chicken tender salad or the chicken in the garden. Might try smoked turkey, beef or turkey served on fresh garden greens. Take a trip on the Green Garden Path, the green menu. Food so good it make you squeal. Fat Buddies, Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Plaza.
You're listening to Pisgah High School Football on AM 920 WPTL.
Back live at the stadium here as Pisgah will punt on 4th and 9. Snap. The kick is away. Will fall at the 10-yard line. Caught on his back shoulder. He wants the outside edge. 20, 25. Cuts it back now before he's finally tackled. At the 30-yard line, he Stevens make that tackle.
He was almost not tackled. He had about six black jerseys all around him, and that young man was just, well, he had some grease on that jersey or something. He was slipping through grass left and right.
It's a tough word to say, grasps. One receiver to the right, one to the left. TC really taking their time with this clock now. From the 30-yard line. 9:24 left to play here in the second quarter, 32-0. Snap. Flings went out to the right side, and he's tackled hard there. Boy, I tell you what, he popped him pretty good, a really good tackle to 21-yard line. Nothing doing on the outside there. That was Hunter White for Pisgah.
Boy, I tell you what, that's a young sophomore that's got a little jacked up, made a great hit on the play, and that's something that you can hang. That's a negative play for them. Now, all of a sudden, maybe your defense starts to get the cobwebs out. You know, 32 to nothing. They got a lot of cobwebs right now in their helmets.
You would like to see us show up and do some things because, you know, you still got a long season ahead. You got a lot of things that you want to be able to accomplish. You'd like to see us kind of stem the tide a little bit. Here's a carry out to the 31-yard line. It'll be 3rd and 9.
And all this is the battle's being won up front by the T.C. Robertson offensive line manhandling our defensive front. Our linebackers are getting, you know, the play's getting to the secondary level because we're getting nobody's getting off the blocks on the our defensive four.
Two receivers right to the left, one set. Snap. looking to the right side. He'll roll out. Wants to throw one downfield. I'm not sure who that was to, but it falls incomplete, and it'll be fourth down.
And now you praise your defense. You're forcing them to punt the football.
8:05 left to play. Pisgah will get the football back on this punt. The first time that we've had TC punt tonight. It'll be fourth and seven. And time to kick. Dakota King stands at his 30-yard line. Here's the snap. Punt is a wobbly one, and it'll take a funny hop and roll down at the 42-yard line. Let's take a timeout. We'll be back with more in a moment. 32-0 is your score. This is WPTL Radio, the voice of Pisgah football.
Not sure who owns your bank anymore? With Champion Credit Union, it's simple. You do. We're local, and our focus is on you. So you might say, we've got local focal. Want to be treated special? Get local focal at Champion Credit Union, where anyone can open an account and enjoy great rates on loans and banking services, even businesses. Look us up online or stop in at one of our locations. We're in Arden, Canton, and Waynesville. You won't believe the difference. Champion Credit Union. Local people helping people for almost 80 years.
You're listening to Pisgah High School Football on AM 920 WPTL.
Back live at the stadium, Pisgah finds themselves down 32-0. Dalton James made a catch just a moment ago and brought the football out to the 48-yard line for TC. They're up to the 48-yard line of TC. It'll be first down now.
Second first down of the game.
Two receivers left, one to the right. Here's a snap, and straight ahead is Nolan. Nolan tries to roll out of a tackle at the 44-yard line. He cannot. But he does pick up yardage. It'll be second down.
L.J. Robbs, a senior defensive back, came up, made a great tackle, tapped Josh Nolan on the play. Good sportsmanship out of T.C. Robertson.
Second seven with 7:16 left to play second quarter.
And you win. That's good for, about maybe six. Good four-yard gain, three-and-a-half-yard gain.
Snap, wants to throw, tries to set the screen up again, and it's picked off by a big lineman at the 40, 30, 25, to the 20, to the 10, to the 5, and he's out of bounds at the 4-yard line. Josh Nolan made the tackle.
I mean, that's just, it's as if TC knows every play that we're calling, because that was a screen play, and there sat that guy right in front of the receiver. Well-coached team out of T.C. Robertson. Josh just turned and threw it blindly, leaped up and threw it, threw it right to the T.C. Robertson man.
6:52 left to play here in the second quarter. One receiver to the right, two, three to the left side, and they'll be first and goal for the Rams at the 5. Here's a snap, quarterback keeper ahead, and he's into the end zone, touchdown. So 6:46 left to play in the second quarter. It's now 38-0. Pinning the extra point, it'll be 39.
Can't give a great football team as many gifts as you had in a game, let alone in the first half.
I mean, how many turnovers? Three or four?
Well, we fumbled the ball one. That's four turnovers, three interceptions. They've turned every turnover into a touchdown. Into three touchdowns and a field goal.
They bobble the snap here, and he'll go down, and we'll take a timeout. 6:46 left to play here in the second quarter. Pisgah down 38-0. Back in a moment, WPTL Radio, the voice of Pisgah football.
Carolina! Chip! Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it, Carolina Pawn and Gun. They got guns and tools and diamond rings. Yeah.
guitars and electronic bass. Now if you need some cash, there ain't no doubt. Uncle Sam ain't gonna bail you out. Come see the folks at Carolina Pawn and Gun. They gonna hook you up. Get on over there, son. Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it. Carolina Pawn and Gun.
You're listening to Pisgah High School Football on AM 920 WPTL.
.46 left to play here. 38-0 is your score. TC up. Been a long night so far for everyone involved at Pisgah football. Here's the kick. Driven back to the 4-yard line is King. King at the 15 to the 20, and he'll be hit hard and down.
I just don't think.
At about the 23, 24 yard line.
You got to kind of get up and. Dakota's got to ask somebody to block out there on the kickoff team. You've got to stay with blocks and stay in the faces of the on-rushing coverage. And our guys are just kind of popping them and then turning to watch to see, their job's not done. But they're letting the guys get off the block, and poor Dakota King sitting there faced with three or four guys in his face.
Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Snap, wants to throw, fires, caught and down at the 30-yard line.
Good pass. I mean, it's just a little hitch pass, but you want your offensive plays, you want 4 yards. If you get 4 or more yards, you've won that play. They won that play because that's about just under 6 yards. And that's great, and that was a great throw. It was just a hitch pass. Stop going to the outer thirds, open territory. I mean, it was low, and he completed it, but it had a little zip on it. Build the confidence of your quarterback.
Two receivers to the left, one to the right again. Here's snap, and he's going to roll to the left side, 30-yard line. He'll keep, and he's got a first down before he fumbles it out of bounds. It'll be a first down for Pisgah at about the 35-yard line. 6 minutes left to play here. Second quarter, 38-0 is your score. TC up.
Well, they got a first down.
Got to grow up real quick if you're one of these young kids playing in a game like this, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. And we talked about this. They're going to have young. This is a fine football team. But right now, is it us or is it so much TC Roberts?
Well, when you turn it over 4 times in the first half,
absolutely.
Rolls to the right again. He wants to throw, and he's going to throw and cob it out of bounds.
But you see. This is an out pattern, deep out pattern. There sits a guy on the receiver and a guy under the coverage waiting for him to throw the
ball. On the outside third.
That's not fair to Josh Nolan. That's got to go on David Presley and the play calling and throwing those out patterns all the time. I'm telling you, coaches around this area know David Presley's going to throw the football to the outer thirds. And the way they're playing it, you've got to have eyes upstairs telling them, look, they're playing us to throw the ball on the outs.
Two receivers to the left, one to the right, one set man. Here's a snap, gives straight ahead. Boy, he's trying real hard to find an open hole, and there's nothing there. It'll be third down. And that was Messer on the carry. They're big up front, Chuck.
They're wearing our young pups out, man, right now. And they're stunting the linebacker. They're putting the added pressure on there because the linebacker, one at least, if not two linebackers, are coming in. But what coach has got to do, and that's what he's trying to do, he's trying to find some plays that are going to work that the kids will execute to give them some success so he can take them into halftime and build on something.
Two receivers left, one to the right, one set, snap, back to pass, right side, incomplete. He overthrew his receiver at the 35-yard line. You're right. I guess you'd rather miss long than miss short right there.
Well, when you got Heath Rowland, 6'4", running up the hash, and when you have a single high safety, the rules with a single high safety is you never run seam routes or post patterns into a single high safety. That's how you can get that picked up. And that was a dangerous pass. What he could have done is gone about 10 yards, stopped and hooked up. The corner's on his outside, and the single high safety's 10 yards upfield. You know, he'd have a lot of territory to, you know, do pitch and catch.
Here's a snap and a punt, and the ball falls, and Pisgah's going to lay on it, and they get it back. Their first field position of the night at the 31-yard line. So some pushing and shoving going on, and Pisgah will draw a personal foul. As the flag comes in. We'll check the call here, but I saw a push out of one of our linemen well after the play, and it's usually the second guy that gets caught on however those kinds of things fall, and it looks like that's exactly what's happening to us, and it is.
But we got the football back. That's the most important thing, so maybe we can try and assemble something, put some points on the board before we go into halftime, 4:57. So you got plenty of time to get seven on the board, make your team feel a little bit better, because there's nothing you can do for the first, you know, quarter and a half in this football game.
Inman goes out to the left side along with James, rolling to the right side.
Now, see, what you got out there is they're decoying it, but out of with the wide twin sets to the wide side of the field, they are actually running a cover two. And cover two, you want to get that ball in the middle of the field.
Snap. Wants to throw. Looks deep off the left hash mark. He's got a man open and incomplete. He wanted Inman. It's good coverage down there. As it falls incomplete at the 10-yard line. It'll be second now.
That was a good pass out of Josh Nolan. Matthew Inman's got to make that catch. That was a real nice pass out of him.
It was a nice ball.
Ran a, what they call a corner route. Starts in on a post and breaks out. Had his man beat.
Rolling to the right side. Inman. James to the left side. James in the slot. Snap. Looks over the middle. Now he'll tuck it. Tries to get to the outside at the 50, at the 45. Boy, he just didn't seem like he wanted to go to the sticks, did he?
I think he lost the football, but he had Matthew Inman, the outside receiver, breaking on a skinny post. He was wide open, but just as he brought the ball up, he lost the grip, and he had to run with that football. So Coach Presley's recognized, okay, if they're going to play cover two, I'm going to get somebody in that middle of that field. So that's a good play call to Coach Presley. It's just, you know, heat, moisture, hand sweat, because he brought that ball up and lost the grip.
It's third and six. Inman to the left. Dalton James splits to the right side. King down here in a slot as well. Snap from the 50 under pressure. Fires one out to the outside and incomplete. He wanted the corner again at the 40. It would have been a first down anyway. It'll be fourth down coming up. 4:42 left to play here in the second quarter. 38 to nothing. Your score, TC leads it. The Black Bears will send their punting unit on.
TC's opted not. Yeah, now they're going to put LJ Robbs back there to cover at the 10. Feet on the 10.
Here's a snap in the punt. Nice hanger. The fair catch, or call for the fair catch at the 10 and lays back on it after he drops it. Let's take a timeout. Back in a moment. Pisgah down 38 to nothing. WPTO Radio, the voice of Black Bear football.
Burger King in Canton at I-40 exit 31 is proud to back the Pisgah Bears. Go support the team at every game you can. And when you can't, listen to WPTL. And just remember, it doesn't matter whether you win or lose.
No.
Just as long as you have your Whopper after the game. Join them at Burger King in Canton, I-40 exit 31 for a Whopper. Because when you have it your way, it just tastes better.
Back to the stadium for more Pisgah High School football action on AM 920 WPTL.
Yeah. score. 15 left to play here in the second quarter. Pisgah down 38 to nothing. Chad Upton, Chuck Fiebernitz from the stadium. TC ball at the 15-yard line. Now we jump off sides. TC is back about as far as they've been all night. So that'll give them five more yards. They'll move this one up to the 20-yard line. With 4:06 left to play.
12-0 Polk County ahead of Pisgah in the second quarter.
Tuscola.
Excuse me, Tuscola.
Yeah. TC, go ahead.
My bad, folks.
That's fine. Send two receivers to the left, two to the right. They stayed in the shotgun. They've been in it all night, and it's worked well for them. Here's a snap. Pump fakes under pressure, and he will go down a big sack at about the 8-yard line.
Boy, I tell you what, that was a big play out of the defense to get the sack. Alex Gerner, the 5'8", 260-pound senior, got in there, got a crease because Dakota King got beat by their big receiver, number 22, Marcus Jenkins. He was wide open. He ran a stutter route where he stuttered like he was going out and then broke.
Yeah, I didn't see it, huh?
And boy, he was 10 yards past Dakota King. If that throw, he could have waited for the ball, even if it was underthrown.
So third and 12 now for TC back at their 8-yard line. Here's a snap. Wants to throw right side. Fires that one. Caught. Tries to make a move at the 10-yard line and will be brought down shy of the first down at the 15-yard line, 16-yard line. It'll be fourth down for TC. So two consecutive drives for them on offense, and they've got a punt.
Now you start to hang your hat that your defense is starting to play. You're scrambling and you're sprinting to the football. You're closing down and shrinking the creases in the open field so the playmakers have less ground to make plays in. That's what you want out of the pursuit of your defense. So those are two good defensive series out of your defense. You point to that at halftime.
You've got Josh Nolan playing both ways right now. Here's a snap and a punt. It's awful. Bounds at the 45-yard line, but takes a TC roll all the way up to the 50 and out of bounds at the 48. Pisgah will have good field position, though, on their next drive.
With 2:23 left in the half, they can get this. Time to put a point, some points on the board right now. See, now you're down 38 to nothing. You're forcing Tuscola to chunk the ball all over the field, man. And
Pisgah.
Pisgah. I was looking at the Tuscola score. Just sent.
That's all right. I've done that before.
One and talking about the other.
Yeah.
My apologies.
I've done that before. No problems. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. 2:23 left to play. 38 to nothing for the Black Bears. Now no one will send Messer out to the slot and empty the backfield. We want the screen. Throws. And nothing doing on the screen as he's dropped for a loss of two.
All right, we have tried four center screens with different receivers, and they've not. I mean, they'll rush the three and sometimes four down linemen, but them linebackers are playing in a zone if they're not blitzing. So when he goes way back, he's not decoying that he's throwing downfield. So there's no drop out of the linebackers. They're sitting right there watching him run back, trying to draw those defensive linemen to him.
Two receivers left, one right. Snap. Back to pass throws. It's going to be caught on the outside again at about the 49-yard line. It'll be a pickup of maybe 4 yards on the play. It'll set up a third and long.
That right there is a young man that just came out for football. 6'3", 187-pound Heath Rowland, a senior, great baseball player. Remember, he was the one that jacked that thing out and had a home run in that third round of the playoffs against East Rutherford. He came out, and I tell you what, coaches are talking about, this kid could be a player as this thing progresses.
1:30 left to play, second quarter. Two receivers left, one to the right. They're on a blitz, and it's picked up well.
Yeah,
rolls
sir.
To the left side, and he'll have to sprint for it. Now he'll finally throw way overthrown. It's going to be tipped and incomplete, and James just about came down with the ball at the 26-yard line, but it was well overthrown. On the sprint out, it'll be fourth down. With 1:20 left in the second.
Well, the blitz was picked up. It was a center blitz by the middle linebacker. Again, T.C. Robertson is blitzing, taking advantage of a young offensive line. But that is something now you, offensive line coach Curtis Cagle can get with his guys and say, now you're starting to pick up that blitz. That extra man that's coming through, you guys are picking it up and giving your quarterback some protection to where you're able to throw some things. And then you can start getting the ball on curl routes and hook patterns and dig routes across the field.
Here's the punt. It'll be fielded at the 15-yard line at the 20-25. Brought down at the 32-yard line. TC will start their next drive of the night from their 32.
I see, interesting to see what TC does right here with a 38-0 lead. Do they try to put some points on the board?
Three receivers to the left side, two to the right side. Snap to throw. Plenty of time. He's walking around back there at the 25. Now at the 30-yard line. Finally flips one out there, and it's caught. And there was nobody down there for us on defense at the 48-yard line.
Yeah, that was, you know, there lies the problem with our linebackers and a corner. A corner came up and left his defensive area to get the quarterback scrambling. You cannot leave a receiver until, you know, that man goes across the line.
Three receivers right, one left. From the 46 now. Rolls to the right side, throws across his body. Man was wide open down there, but the ball was short. It'll be second down.
And what TC's doing is they're basically running inside receivers to the flats on out routes, taking their split ends and running them like on deep hitches and deep curl routes. So they're moving people in and out of zones, and it's really the corners are really having a hard time, you know, maintaining their zone coverage.
Three receivers right, one left now. One set. Snap, and he'll run straight ahead, and he'll break one tackle at the 50. He'll get out to about the 45-yard line, shy of the first down by a couple. It'll be third and two. 30 seconds left to play here in the second quarter, 38-0, your score, and a timeout now from TC. I've not been able to have any luck in finding any scores tonight. So if we get some, we'll pass them along to you.
I got A.L. Brown 30, Shelby nothing at halftime. Wow.
Sounds like the same thing's going on down there. You gotta feel like Shelby will bounce back some way at some point.
That came from Woolmule, Dennis Smathers. Shelby, you know, Shelby a powerhouse.
Yeah.
Taking a beating.
You go beyond making adjustments now. I mean, I don't know what to say at this point.
Well, TC's, again, clearly the dominant football team on both sides of the football. And what you've got to do is just got to find some things, go back to your core stuff. It's not going to happen. You just got to try and find some things to get yourself better for next week.
Three receivers right, one to the left, and they left early.
Split in, took
the
snap.
Yeah, he did. It'll be third down and about seven now.
Jacob Deaton, a 5'10", 161-pound sophomore, bolted before the ball was snapped to split in. Pisgah right now is, you know, they're going to play zone. And they're in traditional cover three. But with the trips receivers, you're going to have to play almost a four, you know, four deep.
Well, we tried to jump off. They didn't call it. And now 10 seconds on the play clock. snap. Rolls to the right. Try to fight through some blocks and chase him. Flips one out there. It's going to be incomplete, and he had two receivers down there fighting for it. Neither one of them came down with it at the 39-yard line, so it's fourth down.
I tell you what, the routes that they're running out of T.C. Robertson's receivers are excellent routes. They're getting people open. Right now, your quarterback, Noah Suber, is having a little difficulty, and then when he, you know, he's underthrowing and they're having to stop or, you know, dive to catch it. But then when he does put something on, you know, on the money, it's dropped.
Light rain begins to fall here at the stadium. So people go scrambling around in the stands. Fourth down and seven. Pisgah will field this punt. Here's a snap. And the kick, a nice high hanger. And it'll be fielded at the 25-yard line, and Pisgah will have the football, but only for 14 seconds here before we go to halftime. 38 to nothing is your score. TC jumped on Pisgah early. Before we knew it, it was 14 to nothing. Time for one or two plays here. Nolan. Snap. Rolls to the left side. Loads up. Fires deep downfield. And it's going to be incomplete. Overshot his receiver, James, by 6 yards. With 8.2 seconds left before the half.
Right now, Josh is struggling. He's not seeing the field, and I think he's making a predetermined, I'm going to throw it to this guy, because what he threw right there, it was dangerous. He almost got picked for the fourth time, because they ran a corner route, and they were back playing deep, and he had Matthew Immon on the coverage on the sideline.
Two receivers to the left, one to the right, fires and caught by Rowan at the 31-yard line. It'd be third and about five here. And that will do it for the first half. We'll go to the locker room. 38 to nothing is your score. TC leads it. Back in a moment. WPTO Radio, the voice of Black Bear football.
Your child gets a sport injury. Your father suffers joint pain. Someone needs hand surgery or a knee replacement. MedWest Ortho has specialists to take care of almost all your 206 human bones. 9 orthopedic surgeons at Western Carolina Orthopedic Specialist in Clyde and Silva Orthopedic Associates, and 2 spine specialists at Mountain Spine in Clyde. All these skilled doctors provide advanced care for children and adults. Our MedWest ortho doctors are board certified and experienced. Many have distinguished fellowships. You can see their impressive resumes in our newspaper ads. And visit MedWest online at www.medwesthealth.org. MedWest Ortho brings orthopedic excellence to the North Carolina mountains. Excellence, our passion.
Martin's Drugstore is proudly backing the Pisgah Bears. They're home folks too, providing good, old-fashioned, friendly service and a caring environment for over 100 years. Martin's participates in most of the Medicare Part D drug plans. Sam Burris will be glad to assist you. Are you in a rush? We'll use the drive-through window to drop off and later pick up your medications. That's at Martin's Drugstore, 24 Park Street, Canton.
Back to the stadium for more Pisgah High School football action on AM 920 WPTL.
Halftime score, 38 to nothing. TC leads it. Chad Upton, Chuck Fiebernitz from the stadium. Chuck, you've got the offensive stat sheet. Not a lot to look at.
Well, and it's quite light on numbers, is that the Pisgah Black Bears have rushed the ball for 27 yards and passed the ball for 57 yards. And so you have a total of 54 yards on that. That's, I don't know. It's, what do you say?
I mean, what can you say? I don't know what.
You know, they're 27-27. Rush, you know, it's a balanced
attack.
Offensive attack there. You know, Josh Nolan with 7 carries for 18 yards. Kyle Bloom hasn't carried the ball. Dustin Messer's had no room to run, has rushed 5 times for 9 yards. Nolan is 6 for 16 and been picked 3 times. We fumbled the football. T.C. Robertson, a very good football team, has had short fields to work with 4 times because we fumbled the ball. Our turnovers have come and created. One was a pick 6. Interceptions that give them short fields. We fumbled the ball on a kickoff. We just shot ourselves in the foot and gave a good football team 24 points. Well, actually, and then 25 points with the, you know, 2-point conversion off of one of those. So, leading receiver, you've got Dalton James with 3 catches for 14 yards, and Heath Rowland, 2 catches for 11 right now.
Our Big Black lead sponsors tonight were our Big Black sponsors here tonight are Carolina Pond and Gun, Midwest Haywood, and Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue. Also, Ken Wilson Ford, WNC Community Credit Union, Haywood EMC, Burger King of Canton, Riverview Farm and Garden Center, and Bill Clark, Nationwide Insurance. So we want to thank all of our sponsors here tonight. Again, a special thank you to WNC Community Credit Union. Watch their new building now under construction across the street. Building better to serve you better. Defensive stats tonight.
Well, and then you take a look at T.C. Robertson, and they have rushed the ball. You know, you would think you're up 38-0 at halftime. You're gonna have to get a calculator out here. But just to show you how the short field works is that and the turnovers have created this. They've only rushed the ball for 152 yards, passed it for 32 yards. So they got total offense of 184 yards. But they, you know, interceptions, the 3 interceptions have been 77 yards total. Punt returns of 51, kickoff, you know, return of 15. So, you know, you're looking at in return yardage, they got 327 yards in just in that. But, you know, no Zuber, their passer, quarterback, 3 for 9 and 32 yards and hasn't been picked yet. You know, they just balanced attack on the offensive side. And you take a look at the scoring summary right now, and it took them 4 minutes into the game, 8 minutes, you know, at the 8-minute mark, they went up on a 5-yard touchdown run and they kicked their extra point. Then they came back, and the second play on the offensive series, Josh Nolan got picked for a 30-yard interception for a touchdown. And then at 7:15, it was 15-0 because they ran the 2-point conversion in. And then we're still in the first quarter, and we're at the 6:26 mark. Another turnover created, and they end up getting a 15-yard run for a touchdown. Extra points good, and they're up 22-0. And we still haven't cut out of the first quarter yet when another turnover resulted in a 1-yard run with 2:24 left in the first quarter, extra points good, and the score is all of a sudden 29-0, and the air out of the sails of Pisgah just went gone. Mm. And then now it's a struggle and an uphill battle in the second quarter. TC tacks on 2 more scores, a 35-yard field goal with 11:55 in the second quarter, making it 32-0. And then they capped their first half scoring with 6:46 left in before halftime on a 5-yard run. And the extra point was no good on a bad snap, and that's the result of the score there, 38-0. And right now, if you're David Presley, you got to be sitting there going, boys, we're going to put this first half behind us, and we're going to come out.
It's all you can do with it because it's not going to do you any good doing anything else. You got to get rid of that.
I know. Yeah, I mean, you just got to look, the players are feeling bad right now. You know, they're playing hard. And, you know, in that first series, they had some really good tackles. And then throughout that second quarter, they started to come back a little bit on their defense. And you know, a little bit of TC maybe getting a little flat and saying, okay, this game's in the bag already. And they're playing a lot of players, but we started getting some good tackles, you know, some good plays on the defensive side. But our defense is wearing down, chasing people all over this field. And that's the result when you notice that is when the pass, you know, when the receivers are wide open. You know, they're running all over the field trying to chase, and they're moving 4 and sometimes 6 receivers into the routes and that, and so it's very difficult. Or I said 6, you know, sometimes 4 and sometimes 5, but Still, the thing is that you can tell your defense is wearing down when your secondary coverage is getting, you know, they're getting separation or from the coverage in that.
I don't think there's any doubt that this showing so far that we've had is really any indication of how good we can be.
No.
I mean, that's not who we are.
Well, and you said it several times in broadcasting the play, is that they picked up the blitz. They started to pick up the inside blitz from the middle linebacker, the Mike backer, throughout that second quarter, and Josh is starting to get a little more time. And what you've got to do is you've got to fight through that, because a young quarterback's going, you know, right now he's doubting himself. Is he throwing it? He's just, suddenly he may be just throwing the ball up. And having a little fear. You got to be fearless as a quarterback. You got to squeeze sometimes the ball in there. I did notice that David started late in the second quarter. They started running some of those hitch patterns, you know, instead of running the outs, because the guys, you know, they were playing off a little bit. But any time that, you know, there's a scramble, they're in the back pockets of our receivers waiting for that ball to be thrown. And that's tight windows for Josh Nolan.
I think for everybody involved, whether it's me or you who don't really have that important of a job in this, or it's the football team, or it's the fans, or it's the kids, you're going to find out if you're able to persevere and let this make you better down the road.
Right. We can't. If you want to play winning football, you got to be able to run the football. You know, you can pass it, and you can be a great passing team, but you have got to run the football. Be able to put the ground game into action and gain some positive yardage. We haven't been able to do that. You know, we've amassed 27 yards rushing the football, and we've come out of with a fullback in the backfield in the I formation, and we spent all that time, you know, in preseason training camp putting that I formation in.
What's your explanation on that, do you think?
I really don't know. I mean, I think that once the game started to get out of the way, I think he had to open the thing up, and he's trying to find a way to get some points to try and get some rhythm. But right now at 38-0 with two halves to go and clearly the dominant team's over on the other side, you're just going to have to start playing for next week.
When you say clearly the dominant team, you really think TC's that much better than we are?
Yes. Yes. They got better athletes. They're just dominating at the point of attack. Their offensive line is manhandling our defensive line. Offensive line is really, you know, we can't run the ball. We're holding them up, but they're getting off the blocks. So when we try to run the ball out of the spread, by the time we give the guy the ball in the backfield, you know, he's about 5 yards in the backfield. So once he gets the ball, he doesn't see a lane. In other words, they're standing there with their offensive line, not moving anywhere, trying to go straight back on bull rushes.
Right.
Where what we were doing when their spread offense is that we were taking gaps, and they were pushing us down to the gap we wanted to go, and we were banging bodies, and we were creating natural seams and gaps for them to run. They were getting the ball 5 yards and looking and seeing one, maybe two holes they could run into. And they were getting into the second level. Our guys are, you know, our running backs, when we run it, we can't even get past the first level right now. So at the point of attack in the most critical part of the game, the interior lines, the T.C. Robertson is clearly the most dominant. And if you want to stop offenses, and you got to have a great, you know, you got to be winning that battle in the trenches. If you want to move the football and move the chains, you got to win that battle in the trenches.
Don't have any scores for you, Sharon. We'll try to get seven passes along NFL. Washington leads Indianapolis 16-3, Cleveland 14-10 over Detroit. These are all preseason game, obviously. Miami 10-0 over Carolina. Kansas City 3-3 tied with Baltimore. Arizona 3-0 over Green Bay. Atlanta and Jacksonville tied at 3. Finals from last night, Pittsburgh beat Philadelphia 24-14. New England beat Tampa 31-4. I mean, how did...
He didn't play.
He didn't play. That's right, because they wouldn't allow him to play yet because of talking about Jonathan Crompton. Baseball scores for you. Detroit 2-0 over Cleveland. Seattle and Tampa tied at 1. Cincinnati 2-0 over Pittsburgh. Atlanta leads Arizona 3-0. San Francisco and Houston are tied at 0. Boston and KC no score. New York and Minnesota tied at 1. The White Sox are beating Texas 3-0. And the Dodgers are leading Colorado 1-0.
How about them Detroit Tigers? What are they doing?
I think they're playing pretty well, aren't they?
Yeah, they're
leading
nice.
They're
just squeaking by. They're holding that marginal two and a half game lead. My buddy David Crompton, his Orioles are out about 27
They usually
games.
Are. less than they usually are. Let's take a timeout. Be back with more in just a moment. This is WPTL Radio, the voice of Pisgah football.
Dale Earnhardt Jr. for Nationwide Insurance.
Accidents happen. You just never expect them to happen to you. That's why Nationwide Insurance, the leading insurance provider in North Carolina, offers accident forgiveness. Nationwide is on your side.
To learn more about accident forgiveness from Nationwide or get a free quote, call Bill Clark, 648-1009, 167 Park Street, Camden.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliated companies, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Accident forgiveness is an optional feature.
I'm often asked, what is a credit union? Well, a credit union is a financial institution with all standard services like loans, checking accounts, savings accounts, online banking, and so forth, where you, as an account holder, are the owner and you personally receive a monthly dividend. Sounds good, doesn't it? Come by and see us at WNC Community Credit Union at 65 Eagles Nest Road in Waynesville. We are insured by the NCUA.
A-Plus Tire Care in Canton knows you've got a lot on your plate and that worrying about your life is a lot more important than worrying about your car. At A-Plus Tire Care, you can rely on their technicians to do the job right. From tires to alignment to exhaust work, A-Plus Tire Care does it all. A-Plus Tire Care in Canton, caring for your car one wheel at a time. 21 New Clyde Highway, Canton. 648-7974. 648-7974.
Sometimes a big helping of fat budgers are just more than you can handle one sitting, so you ask for a to-go box. And then sometimes you just want to swing by and get a big box of fat buddies, beef, pork, chicken, baby back ribs, or smoked turkey to go. Fat Buddy's takeout menu is right for you, cause it's food so good it make you squoil. Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Plaza.
Your home for Pisgah High School football is AM 920 WPTL.
Shad up and Chuck Fairman's back at the stadium. Just a few minutes left in halftime. 38-0 is your score. We are able to get a couple scores for you. McDowell and RS Central tied at 14. Mitchell 27-0 over Avery. Owen leads Brevard 20-7. Reynolds leads Watauga 7-0. Other scores for you at halftime. Franklin 21-7 over Charlotte Christian. Swain leads East Henderson 7-0. Interesting score there. North Buncombe 10-7 over Madison. And Hazel 14-0 over Township County, Georgia 14-0. East Henderson losing to Swain is interesting.
Very interesting. No, I just think that the boys from over there in Skyland right now, that's a good football team. And Coach Presley, you know, talked about that early in the week, is that they really think this is their year, and you know. 3 weeks from now, we got to travel over to the Fairview and play the Rockets.
Then you really know they lead their game 7-0 against Watauga.
And Watauga's a good football team. Mm. So
Reynolds, you got a lot of kids.
I'm telling you, yes, sir.
That would be like Pisgah and Tuscola being combined, Watauga County.
Absolutely.
Because they got a lot of kids. I mean, Boone's a big town.
What a good
Plus
boy.
The outlying teams, or the outlying kids in the. Out of town there. 38-0 is your score. Hadn't lit the lamp yet. Hopefully we'll get that going here in the second half.
Got to change the goose egg on, put some crooked yep. numbers up there. And it's just. But what you got to do is you got to start playing for next week's game against Inca. You got to do some positive things. So where at the end of the game, you know, you can. Now you're going to tell your kids we're going to do some things to try and get back into this football game. But really, you know, as a coaching staff, you got to play. All right, look, you know, we are struggling right now on the offensive line. We got to find some.
Got to see some life, some
success, right? And we got to get them pumped and enthusiastic. We got to find what we can do well, and so we can carry forward with that. You know, I want to see us play against this football team in the I formation. I just do. I want our linemen, instead of trying to fit, you know, in on the spread offense, you know, what we're doing. I want us to go forward and get into some legs and some, you know, some hips and start driving people and creating some scenes and get downhill running out of our tailback with a lead fullback and Kyle Bloom. That's what I want to see. I want to see that. You know, you be able to move the chains. Then if you start doing that from the I formation and you move the chains against a good football team, you can start, hey, guys, we done it. We played horribly in the first half. But I tell you what, if we play the way, no team can beat us if we play that way in the second half. So there's a lot of, you know, motivation that these guys are going to be trying to do, our coaching staff, try and get these guys in the last 24 minutes of this football game to get them ready for next week.
Let's take a quick timeout before we head into the second half in just a moment. We'll take a break here and be back with more in a moment. 38-0 is your halftime score. This is WPTL Radio, the voice of Pisgah football.
Support for Pisgah Black Bears comes from Edward Jones Financial Advisor Jim Bromley in Canton on Crossroad Hill Road. Edward Jones is a financial services firm exclusively serving individual investors and offering a range of investments including certificates of deposit, stocks, mutual funds, taxable and non-taxable bonds. Additional information is available at edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC. Non-taxable bonds may be subject to state, local, or the alternative minimum tax.
Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it, anything under the sun. Guns and tools and diamond rings, guitars and electronic things. They got just about everything at Carolina Pawn and Gun. Now, if you need some cash, there ain't no doubt Uncle Sam ain't gonna bail you out. Come see the folks at Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it. Get on over there, son.
Proud sponsors of the Pisgah Bears.
When you're in a jam and you're stuck on the side of the road with car problems, always remember WNC Towing. Phone 648-0777 for 24/7 roadside assistance, lockout service, and more. WNC Towing is ready to serve all of your towing needs. Call Billy Dover 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at 648-0777. 648-0777. WNC Towing. We will get you going.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
AM 920 is WPTL Canton.
You're listening to Pisgah High School Football on AM 920 WPTL.
Live at Pisgah Memorial Stadium, just underway in the second half. Pisgah had a second and six play. We go to the I formation, give to the fullback. Nothing really doing there. It's third and long.
I like that. I like it. You put this in, going to go use it. You know, you're just going to attack them. Get your guys firing off and exploding into people. Directional running, you're heading down. You're not moving at angles. We don't have the speed to move at angles, but we can go downhill running against a good team.
One wing to the left. That's a power eye back now with one set man and two in the backfield with no one. Here's a give, a little veer, I guess, off the right side. Nothing there. Stopped at the line of scrimmage. It'll be fourth down, and Pisgah will need to punt. We want to thank Black Bear Cafe tonight, one of our sponsors. I eat there just about once a week, and they do a really good job, and I know they feed the team. So we want to thank all the folks at the Black Bear Cafe tonight.
Some good food.
Absolutely. They do a good job. A lot of folks around town, you can find the Black Bear just down the road from the high school and from the stadium there on the south end of town.
You know what I always like about the Black Bear? You go in there, you get greeted first with a smile.
Oh, absolutely.
A lot of people happy about what they're doing there.
Here's the punt. It might have got a finger on it and be blocked, and it's going to be rolling down dead at the 40-yard line. Pisgah has the ball now going back the other way.
Rory lost it. He started to put it, and probably sweaty palms or something. He lost the grip, and, you know,
it's not like him.
No, it's not.
So Pisgah will go back on defense here. 10:02 left to play in the third quarter, down 38-0. TC will stay in the spread. They keep it wide open. Three receivers to the right, one to the left, and they go with one setback. Shotgun formation.
Got Nick Phillips in at sandbacker. Corey Valentine may have taken a shot to the head.
Snap, quarterback keeper straight ahead, and he'll be brought down. A good tackle at the 42-yard line.
Absolutely. On that play, you had Alex Gurner. I tell you what, Alex has played outstanding defense. You look at him, and everybody's looking down at him, 5'8", 260 pounds, and he just low to the ground, got the leverage, but he just plays with a high motor.
Second and eight now. Two receivers, three to the right, one left. One set on second down. Rolls to the right. We get Chase right there. Good coverage downfield. It's thrown and caught at the 40-yard line, 35, and down at the 33-yard line. It's good coverage under underneath, but we gave up the backside there.
Well, Nick Phillips came from a blitz on a Sam backer, strong linebacker side, got through a double team and flushed the quarterback's Uber out of the pocket. But unfortunately for Pisgah is that they had an open wide receiver 15 yards downfield. But a good job out of the Sam backer, Nick Phillips.
So it's first down, TC, from the 34-yard line. Pisgah moving from right to left in front of us. Two receivers to the right, three to the left. Here's a snap. It's low, and he's going to keep straight ahead. Slips out of one tackle. The 30 slips out of two tackles, and he's still on his feet all the way up to a first down. And a fumble the football, and a beanbag comes in, and I can't. There's a flag, too.
Ball. We got that ball.
There's a flag down there, too, Chuck, at the 22-yard line.
Let's hope it's not against us face masks. T.C. Robertson's offense standing around looking. But that ball's ours if this play goes against T.C. Robertson. And our defense is not leaving the field, so dadgummit. Yep, face mask.
That would have been the first turnover, I think, for T.C. tonight. 8:40 left, 38-0, your score, TC ahead. Two receivers to the left, two to the right, one set. No work again from the shotgun. After they tack on the 15-yard penalty. 5-yard, I guess. Excuse me.
Incidental. That's one that... Oh, come on, Mr. Referee. I didn't mean it.
Mm-hmm.
It's when you grab the face mask, but don't grab and yank.
I don't know. I don't think there's ever an intentional face mask unless you're really not thinking. Two receivers either side of the formation, man in motion from left to right. Gives to the tailback. He's got a little crease to the 15-yard line. Picks up 3.5. It'll be second down.
You know, I've always said that when you are tackling low and striking low at the legs, you can never grab the face mask. When you get face mask penalties, you got a tired group of guys out there tackling high. And that's how you can get the face mask.
Mm. Two split receivers again, either side of the formation with 8-10 left. Man in motion again from the middle of the field in the 15-yard line. Gets to the tailback. He wants to work the right side this time and run out of bounds after he picks up three or four, and a flag comes in at the 13-yard line. This probably will go against TC. Short of the first down.
Yes.
It's a hold against them.
Yeah. You can always tell. Just look at... You know, number 74 for T.C. Robertson, Ian Curley, 6'5", 285, kind of pat, you know, slapped down on his pads. Always watch the reaction of the linemen. They'll tell you what the play is or what the flag's all about.
Boy, they are big up front.
No, they're huge.
Fannin County leads Murphy 21-14. Again, we mentioned too that Franklin leads Charlotte Christian 21-7. And there you go. You got Franklin going all the way to Charlotte for a game on opening night. Two receivers left, two right again. On second and 15 now. Wants to throw from the 30-yard line. Under pressure, and he'll go down a sack.
Cheryl Rathbone coming from the blind side to get that sack. Really did a great job in getting a bull rush and then slapping his arm up underneath the guy's pads to get him around him. And once he beat that guy, it was just a beeline to, you know, the quarterback, Noah Schubert.
Now it's third and about 20, awfully long, with 7 minutes left to go in the third.
And you get a pat on a helmet when you come off like that. That's good. They got Josh Nolan in there.
I know. I think he's been playing defense for a couple series now. Back to pass from the 42. Under pressure, rolls to the right side. We give chase, flips one out underneath, and it's incomplete. It'll be fourth down. And another flag comes in down here at the 25-yard line.
Might have an ineligible man.
Boy, he was way down there. He was way down there.
Because that ball, once that ball crossed the line of scrimmage, it was supposed to be a screen pass, but once he got flushed from the pocket, the ball crossed the line of scrimmage. That ball, it's supposed to be a screen pass caught on the, you know, behind the line of scrimmage. Those linemen are downfield blocking. And long developing screen plays, that can happen.
Mm-hmm.
And ineligible man downfield.
We will decline that penalty, and it'll be fourth and long. They've got to get the 8 for a first down. They have the spot at the 34.
Now, you know,
and they will punt the football.
You take from the, you know, the 6 minute mark of the second quarter to the 6 minute mark here, and they've only scored one time.
Yeah. I mean, we've not exactly moved the football, but you're right, it's been more of an even matchup anyway. And that happens a lot. They flatten out a little bit, and you've got to get them then. We haven't been able to do that. A whistle and a delay of game will go against TC.
Got Garrett Holland coming in.
We'll take a timeout after this play. 38-0, your score with 6:45 left in the third. TC ahead.
Here's my man. This is a headhunter. Nick Phillips is in there.
Here's a little pooch kick. It'll bound at the 25. Take a TC roll inside the 20. This will be a good punt to the 15-yard line. Back in a moment. WPTL Radio, the voice of Pisgah football.
Haywood EMC is proud to support Pisgah Bears sports. Your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative has grown with a single commitment of affordable, reliable, and safe electrical services. In addition, they can provide you with energy conservation assistance, security lighting, backup generators, and whole house surge protection for your home or business to make life better for you, the member. Haywood EMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
You're listening to Pisgah High School Football on AM 920 WPTL.
.634 left to play third quarter. Pisgah finds themselves down 38-0. They have to take a timeout because they didn't have personnel on the field like they needed to for this punt. To run their first play after the punt. We'll send two receivers to the right side. Stay in the I formation. inside give to the fullback, and he might have picked up a yard. It'll be second and nine. Pisgah's JV team last night a winner, 21-7 over at TC. So congratulations to them. They're off to a 1-0 start. Good group of kids, good numbers. Varsity's numbers are right about 30. A lot of sophomores on this team. Here's a pitch out to the left side, 10-15, and slid down after pickup of two. It'll be third down. Pitch out there was to Messer. Nathan.
No, that was Dakota King.
I'm sorry. Neither Dakota or Dustin have really gotten on track tonight.
No, when they touch the ball, they got opposite color jerseys looking at their, you know, they're looking at about six pair of eyes coming at them.
Two receivers right, one to the left. Cherokee leads Smoky Mountain 7-0. Here's a throw downfield, two flags on the play, and here's another flag. And so we got two up around the line of scrimmage and one back here in the backfield. This might, I don't know.
Could be offsetting. That one's on the line. Were they offsides, or did we move?
I know no one threw into a lot of traffic down there.
But he threw it a slant, and you got to understand that slant was open because on the slant, Matthew Immon got inside. The defender's on the backside of him, so the only way he can stop the play is what he did, pass interference.
They're going to call a false start. It'll be a replay of third down. Getting late here in the third quarter, 38-0 your score here. Taking a lot of time now.
Absolutely.
Two receivers to the right side, two to the left side, one set. With 5:14 left in the third, 38-0, TC leads. Snap, back to pass. Pump fakes, now throws deep seam, and it's going to be incomplete.
Almost intercepted.
Intended for Inman. And they were just playing deep in center field right there.
See, I don't you don't have, you have 9 yards to go and not one route for 9 yards. Everything's running seam routes. All you want to do is pick up the first down. Nice 9-yard curl route. You're past the chains. Catch the ball, even if you get dropped. They're playing a good cushion on the secondary. I just don't understand sending three and four guys on seam routes going downfield when you just need 9 yards.
Fourth down. They're going to kick. We'll take a timeout after this play. Here's a snap, and the punt is away. End over end kick. Be fielded at the 50-yard line, at the 45, at the 40. Tackled at the 38. Back in a moment. WPTR Radio, the voice of Pisgah football.
All right, I want to ask you something, but you have to promise not to laugh at me.
Okay, what?
Do you think the State Farm jingle really works?
Like, for real? Like, if you sing the jingle, will your agent actually appear and help you out?
Yeah, of course it works. I saw it on the internet.
In Waynesville, your State Farm agent is Lee Starnes at 38 South Main Street. For information, phone 456-9471.
Now, back to the press box with Chad Upton and Chuck Biebernitz.
Your score, TC leads it here. They've got the football at the 40-yard line, 2nd and 12. Chad Upton, Chuck Friedman's from the stadium. It's been a difficult night since the beginning of this game. They'll send two receivers either side, will TC, with one setback. Now man in motion again. They love to run this set. They'll split two back there now. Quarterback will hand for about a yard and a half, and he'll be brought down. It'll be third down. Not much doing on that play.
Good football play. Levi Holland, Dustin Messer. got in there, wrapped him up. A couple other black bears getting shots at the ball carrier. I'm telling you, from about the midway point of the second quarter to this present point of this game, this defense is now starting to play.
Yeah, I thought they played pretty good defense for the most part down here. You got to look for some things that'll make you feel a little bit better. Three receivers to the right, one left. Play action now. It's a busted play. He'll spin out of one tackle, but won't spin out of two tackles and go down there. It'll be a sack, and it'll be fourth down.
I tell you what, that Noah Suber, they might want to check his uniform for some grease, some lard or something on there, because I tell you what, he's elusive.
Probably not a kid's going to beat you a whole lot throwing the football. He has it tonight. Hasn't had to.
Inca up 33-23, third quarter.
Who are they playing?
Sullivan Central. That team from Tennessee. Mm. You said Smoky Mountain, 12-7, early in the third quarter. And halftime, Swain 7, East Tennyson nothing. Wow, that surprises me.
Polk leads Tuscola 12-0.
Scores courtesy of Dennis Smathers.
Here's a snap. Here's the punt. Falls at the 15-yard line, and he'll be stripped back down to the 10-yard line.
Well, the young man, Dakota King, back on that punt, fielded that thing about 2 inches off the ground with about five Rams around him. That tells me the young man's fearless.
Well, I'll tell you what, you're talking about next week. If Inca wins tonight, they're going to feel real good about coming in here next week.
Absolutely.
I formation again, one, two receivers to the left side. We'll give to the fullback. He's got a little seam up to about the 21, 22-yard line.
Beautiful belly play by the fullback. I tell you, you got your offensive line, you know, just straight ahead blocking, getting into the legs. Josh,
it's Kyle Bloom.
Reversed, you know, Kyle Bloom got that ball and had some open ground, leaped over a down lineman, picking up some positive.
Kyle yards. Bloom did some good things for us last year, I thought.
Good buddy, you got him. If you're going to run this eye, you get that fullback involved, and that keeps them linebackers in.
Nolan under center. One set. Heavy to the right side. Pitch out to the right side at the 20, at the 25, and up to about the 26-yard line. He picked up maybe a yard.
That's just the good linebacker.
And enough
play
for a first down.
You have Caleb Brown, a 5'10", 190-pound junior, in the middle at linebacker, just came scraping off from his Mike Backer spot. Nobody picked him up. They had it sealed, and then they had to pull in guard, but nobody picked him up. They didn't see him coming from, you know, the middle of the field to chase down that sweep.
One receiver to the left side, I formation again. Give to the fullback, Bloom. Bloom up to the 35-yard line. He picks up a good chunk of change, about 8. It'll be second down.
Attaboy. Got some good blocking out of the line. 54, Cheryl Rathbone. Christian Bryant did a fine job on that offensive line. And another quick hitter, a belly play by the fullback.
Two receivers to the right side, one back in the backfield. Deep. And he'll get the pitch. 30. 35 outside, 40. Still on his feet, out of bounds at the 45-yard line. First down coming up for the Big Black. Join us tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. for the David Presley Show, live from the Jukebox Junction Restaurant on Highway 276 in Bethel. Coach Presley and I will talk Pisgah football, and that's brought to you by Carolina Pawn and Gun, Patton Morgan and Clark Insurance Agency, plus linen and uniform service, Pioneer Seed Supply, the single-stop stores, and Pisgah Drive Car Wash. Listen live or on the web at WPTLradio.net, where you can join us tomorrow morning at the Jukebox. And again, those sponsors, virtually all of our sponsors have been with us for a number of years, and I want to continue to thank them for making this possible. Two receivers down to the right, I formation again. No one will keep. No one at the 50. No one at the 40. No one at the 30 and shoved out of bounds at about the 25-yard line. No one knew he had the football.
Well, it was a freeze option type look on the play. They faked the straight dive over the center to the fullback, and Josh pulled it and just sucked in the defensive interior front of T.C. Robertson, and then he had open ground to run around the end. A lot of things you can do out of this I formation. It's just not traditional coming right at you in isolations. You can run these things like, you know, the old Nebraska I option.
26-yard line is a spot. Rowland over here to the right side. You've got Dalton James in there to wing. They'll go to the I formation. Pitch to the right side. Dustin at the 20-yard line. Another nice chunk of change, about seven. It'll be second about three coming up here from the 20. This is the most that Pisgah has threatened to score.
And again, that one out of the senior, Dalton Trammell, great blocking. 6'5", 297-pound tackle. A little more bounce in the step of the offense.
Rolling out to the left side. James is your wing to the left, I formation again. Here's a give to the fullback, and he's got first down yardage, I believe, up to about the 15. And that's Garrett Holland on the carry.
Junior, 6 foot, 200. Got him listed as a sophomore. I thought Garrett was a junior, but he's not. He's a sophomore, 6 foot, 206. Garrett's going to be a good one.
And that will do it for the first quarter. For the third quarter. 38-0 your score. TC leads Pisgah driving when we return. WPTL Radio, the voice of Black Bear football.
Hi, folks. This is Woody Durham. There's nothing like Carolina pride. I see it every day. But there is something that comes close. The pride you have in keeping your vehicle with a clean shine like brand new. That's why I recommend Pisgah Drive Car Wash. Like a Tar Heel playbook, you've got options. Touchless, soft touch, or combination car wash, plus self-wash bays and vacuum. Pisgah Drive Car Wash in Canton for a clean like you've never seen.
Things are really buzzing around Midwest Haywood, Midwest Harris, and Midwest Swain. It's all about Busby Wellness. He has rock-hard abs and a smile that brightens the room when he enters. Busby Wellness is the new wellness mascot for Midwest Health System. Buzz's motto is, be well, be fit. It's a natural slogan for Midwest Wellness Program. After all, bees are industrious and work together for the wellness of their colony. So Buzz is now prepared to put some fun in a serious message to remind everyone good nutrition and regular physical activity can help lower the risk of many chronic diseases. You'll spot Buzz at Midwest screenings and events, and he's available for appearances at civic clubs, schools, and special events that promote health and fitness. To invite Buzz, call 452-8088. Buzz B Wellness, 452-8088.
Back to the stadium for more Pisgah High School football action on AM 920 WPTL.
Chad Upton, Chuck Fiebernitz from the stadium. 11:52 left to play here in the fourth quarter now. Pisgah with the football. Just had a personal foul, caught a horse collar on Messer. So he was the player that received the penalty against him. So now the ball at the 10-yard line. One receiver to the left side. I formation again on first and five. Snap. Gives straight ahead a little bit of a lane up to about the 6-yard line. It'll be second down. Right at the sticks.
And a good forward lean out of the tailback. Dustin Messer running through that hole, got hit and fell forward. That's what you do when you run downhill. You get hit, you get an extra yard or two because you're falling forward. instead of getting hit at the spot and falling backwards. Mm. So you pick up, and those yards are valuable.
One receiver to the right side, wing to the right side is Bloom. I formation again. Inside give to about the 3, to the 2, still battling down there to be first down and goal now from the 2-yard line. Polk now leads Tuscola 20-0. Knocking on the door now. 10:56 left to play. 38-0. Pisgah wants to try to get on the board here inside the 2. It's first and goal. Here's a snap. Gives straight ahead, and Messer is in, and he scores.
Boy, he got initially hit at the 2-yard line, swiveled sideways, and then fell forward. I tell you, Dustin Messer's a really good running back for only being a sophomore.
I'll lit the lamp.
Lit it. Light that lamp.
Light the lamp. 10:40 left to play here now, pending the extra point, and Pisgah back on the board for the first time in a year. There's Twiggy to try the extra point. Snap, spot, kick is away, and it is good. Timeout on the field. 10:41 left to play, fourth quarter. TC with a 38-7 lead. Back in a moment, WPTO Radio, the voice of Black Bear football.
Jukebox Junction is backing the Bears. The Jukebox Junction Restaurant and Soda Shop is open for breakfast from 7 a.m. From hearty morning fare to lunch and dinners, including a daily special, the Jukebox will feed your family well. Jukebox can handle your sweet tooth, too, with shakes, sodas, and sundaes. Call the Jukebox to reserve their private room for up to 40. Jukebox Junction Restaurant and Soda Shop, Highway 276 at Bethel Red Light, the healthy junk food place.
You're listening to Pisgah High School Football on AM 920 WPTL.
.10:41 left to play here in the fourth quarter. Pisgah down 38-7. TC's looking for the onside kick. We'll see. Twiggy will kick from the 40. And he just kicks it away. Nice and deep. Back to the 3-yard line. 5, 10, 15, to the 20. He's got a seam. Oh, he's cut down at the 31-yard line.
Dakota King.
Nice little tackle there. Turning from a somersault.
But I'm telling you, he cut him down at the legs and drew the crowd, the awe from the crowd, because he went. It's just like chopping down a tree. You don't chop the tree from the top. You chop the tree at the base, and he just did it and upended him. Great tackle. I love that out of young players playing the game. They tackle the knees, the legs. They go strong, and they go fast in those into the lower torso.
Three receivers to the right, one to the left, one set man. On first down. Snap. Gives to the tailback, and they had a little bit of an exchange problem, but they got it off. And picks up 3 to be second down at about 7.
Some Pisgah player lost a helmet. Maybe took a shot to the helmet. They're going to bring in, looks like Garner. Excuse me, Cheryl Rathbone will replace Dalton Trammell, who lost his helmet and in the pileup got hit in the head. He's wondering where he's at right now.
Bell run. Quarterback keeper to the 40, to the 50-yard line, first down, and they got a new quarterback in. J. Jacob Deaton is that kid, I believe. It is the 50-yard line. 9:43 left to go in the game. T.C. Robertson with the lead that they've had virtually all night, 38-7. Pisgah was able to score on their last drive. Three receivers to the right, one to the left, and one setback. Give to the fullback, bounces into the line of scrimmage and bounces off of it and still doesn't want to go down as he's got running room up to the 40-yard line and a first down. Got to wrap up back there, Chuck.
Absolutely. We're now starting to get really ragged on the defensive side. Of course, those boys have been out there chasing T.C. Robertson's athletes all over the field, and with only 9 minutes left in the game, they're exhausted. Levi Holland's playing with everything he's got in the tank, and that's not much right now.
Pisgah jumps off sides. We want to thank all of our sponsors here tonight. Black Bear, Black Bear Cafe, one of our big sponsors, and I want to thank them. They feed the team every Friday night, so we want to thank them. David Presley show on tomorrow morning at 8 a.m., and that's brought to you by Carolina Pawn and Gun, Pat Morgan and Clark Insurance, plus an in-uniform service, Pioneer Seed Supply, Single Stop Stores, and Pisgah Drive Car Wash. Two receivers, three receivers to the left, one to the right. Snap. And he'll go out to the left side to the 30-yard line and be tackled there just after the first down.
Levi Holland got to the ball carrier, but out on the edge, you had Heath Stevens being double-teamed, trying to pinch it back in, and when Levi got to the ball carrier, he just had nothing left in his legs and just grabbed on and was drugged for about 5 yards.
Polk leads Tuscola 26-0 now. Three receivers right to the left with 8:24 left. Here's the snap. Play action now. He's going to keep to the 30-yard line, 25-yard line. Tackled at about the 23. It'll be second down. Three receivers to the right now.
They're not passing the ball. What they're doing is just spreading out. You got to honor that. And they're just letting the halfback and the quarterback run out of this spread. Alex Gerner in there again. Tell you what, kid, we've said his name a lot. Initially got a hit on him, slowed him up. Allowed Dustin Messer to finish up on the play along with Heath Stevens. Christian Bryant comes in and replaces Gerner, giving the young man a break who's played a heck of a ball game on the defensive side of the football.
TC will take a timeout. Remember to kick off every Friday football with the Black Bear Cafe Preview Show, and that's right here at 6:30 to 7 every Friday evening, sponsored exclusively by the Black Bear Cafe and Ice Cream Shop on Pisgah Drive. Again, catch us tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. for the David Presley Show, and that's sponsored by Carolina Pawn and Gun, Pat Morgan and Clark Insurance, plus Linen and Uniform Service, Pioneer Seed Supply, Single Stop Stores, and Pisgah Drive Car Wash. You can listen live or on the web at WPTLRadio.net. Our big black lead sponsors, Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Carolina Pawn and Gun, Midwest Haywood. Also by Jukebox Junction Soda Shop, Champion Credit Union, Pisgah Drive Car Wash, Jones Auto Body, Midway Medical Center, and Singleton's Automotive. This is probably the last time out. for TC tonight with 7 minutes left, I would think. Here's a give straight ahead. He picks up two. It'll be second down.
Kyle Bloom in on that tackle, along with Christian Bryant.
.638 left. Three receivers to the right side, two to the left side. One back in the backfield. Snap and give straight ahead, and we make a nice tackle at the 15-yard line. It'll be third and long. Don't want to let him score again, just for pride, if nothing else.
Cheryl Rathbone got a good, got, locked him up, allowed about three or four of his teammates to get in a shot in there. Stopped him, you know, right at the line.
Taking a lot of time here. Third down and about seven with 5:51 left to play in the fourth. 38-7 your score, TC with the lead. Here's a snap. Bobbles the snap, and now he'll tuck it and run, and he'll get up to about the 10-yard line before he's finally drugged down. The pile just kept moving.
Yeah, they were just tackling too high. They're exhausted. Young man's not that big, 165 pounds, and you got three or four black bears wrapped around his waist and the shoulder pads, and nobody's tackling the legs, and he takes them for an extra 5 yards, carries those guys. It just tells you how exhausted the kids are on the defensive side of the football. They've been out there all game.
Two receivers left, two to the right, one set. On fourth down. And they'll milk the clock all the way to the 3-2-1, and they'll take a timeout. 4:52 left. We'll send it back down the line for a timeout as well. 4:52 left to play in the fourth quarter. TC leads at 38-7. Back in a moment, WPTO Radio, the voice of Pisgah football.
Did you know that anyone can take advantage of Champion Credit Union's great rates on loans and services? And that includes money for your business, too. Banks may be closing down, changing their names, and tightening up on lending, but we've got money to loan. Look us up online or stop in at one of our locations. We're in Hardin, Canton, and Waynesville. You won't believe the difference. Champion Credit Union, local people helping people for almost 80 years.
Get your buddies and head to Fat Buddies for a table load of smoking combos. Lyle Mountain Ranch special with two racks of baby back ribs and half a chicken or a pig out for two. Steak and shrimp, Carolina Coast and Mountains with shrimp and a half a rack of ribs or the boy howdy. Food so good it'll make you squeal at Fat Buddies Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Blazing.
You're listening to Pisgah High School Football on AM 920 WPTL.
Football game, 38-7, TC leads it. And a personal foul called against Pisgah right there. On the roughing the kicker, so they'll get another shot at it. It'll be first and goal.
When it rains, it pours.
And boy, it's poured tonight.
Poured heavily.
So they'll go back to work from the 5-yard line. The Pisgah 5-yard line. Two receivers left, two to the right. One set. Now they'll go man in motion from left to right. He'll set up in the backfield. They give straight ahead, but there's nothing there as they're met by a host of Bears at about the 8-yard line.
They met them. It was like kissing each other. There was like
a lot.
All face masks, yes, grabbed together and everything. Tackling too high, boys. Pisker right now is battling fatigue.
What a nice little move. And he's going to score a touchdown. Quarterback, keeper right there, made a nice move, and they score again. Go for the extra point here. 44-7 is your score. Snap is low, spot down. Kick is on the way, and it's good. So 45-7 is your new score with 4:09 left to play here in the fourth quarter. TC leads it back in a moment. WPTO Radio, the voice of Pisgah football.
I'm talking to motorcycle lovers that died in the wool, find me a stretch of twisty, turny back road. Nothing is too good for my bike, motorcycle riders. You know who you are. Is your insurance worthy of your bike? Unless you're riding with Nationwide Motorcycle Insurance, you can't be sure.
Contact Bill Clark at 167 Park Street in Canton to find out why so many riders are making the switch to Nationwide Motorcycle Insurance.
My Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company, affiliated companies, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review and approval. Product and discounts not available to all persons in all states.
Back to the stadium for more Pisgah High School football action on AM 920 WPTL.
Our line to be returned at the 20, at the 25. And Dakota King gets up to about the 28-yard line. 45-7 your score with 4:01 left to play here in the game. Pisgah has had a difficult night all night, to put it lightly. Twenty-eight yard line is the spot. One receiver to the left. They'll stay in the eye. With 4 minutes left, and the clock continues to move. Pitch out to the left side at the 30, 25, at the 30, 35-yard line before he's finally hit. That's Trey.
Trey Goodlett.
With the carry.
Trey, an outstanding baseball player, junior.
5'6".
That might be a little liberal.
Whatever works.
I tell you what, he'll tote the mail. He can do it.
He'll get the football again.
Nice.
And he's got a first down and a little more at the 42-yard line. So you're right. This has got a lot of skill position kind of kids. He's a tough one to find.
Well, and he's got the great feet, too. I mean, he's got vision. And, you know, there's another player that coach has got to get some touches to in the game. But if you run this I formation, you can do that with, you know, two tailbacks. You can get Dustin Messer and Trey Goodlett.
Two receivers to the right eye formation again. Give to the fullback a lot of running room and bulls his way all the way up to the 49-yard line.
Tyler Hanna. Tyler needed to go. He was looking. Tyler, you don't have to run into people.
He was looking for somebody to run into.
I know. He got up to midfield, and he could have just gone straight up, you know, the middle of the hashes, and he just turned and ran into the guy.
It's second and short at about the 49.
I love it. That's a fullback mentality right there.
Two receivers out to the right side eye formation. Snap. Gets straight ahead and might have picked up a half yard. It'll be
By the spot.
Third down again.
Short. They jammed up. They pinched on the defensive line and just jammed it up in, you know, from the guards in the center. They had just nowhere to go. They undercut the three linemen, offensive linemen, and pretty soon, you know, there was just a log jam right there, and he tried to leap over top of it.
Swing him out to the right side again. Now here's a pitch to the right side, and now it's a first down and more up to about the 42-yard line. He must be left-handed. He likes to carry the ball in his left hand. That's
he has a left-handed.
Trey again.
He throws left-handed, hits left-handed. Good baseball player for Coach Harold Shepard's baseball team.
1:39 left to play here. One receiver to the left side. They'll stay in the I formation and go wing to the right. And he picks up about five. Garrett Holland is a 10th grader. A lot of 10th graders on this team, more than you typically see. A lot of juniors, too.
They got to get this shocked look out of them, and Coach Presley will get that out of them next week. Getting ready for Inca.
I formation again. Here's a give back to about the 35-yard line. He picked up a yard. It'll be third down and short. Thirty-six seconds left, and that's probably just about going to do it. One time for one more play. Pitch out to the left side, 35, 33-yard line. And that will do it from the Bear Den. Your final score tonight, Pisgah loses 45-7 on opening night. Take a timeout here and get you some scores and some updates from around the region in just a moment. WPTO Radio, the voice of Pisgah football.
Cardiologist, radiologist, neurologist, internist, family practitioners, orthopedic surgeons, oncologist. It's a long and impressive list. Over the last 2 years, MedWest Health System has attracted nearly 30 talented physicians to our area. These professionals move here because of the wonder of living in the mountains and because they are excited by the growth and achievements in MedWest. MedWest Haywood and Clyde, MedWest Harris and Silva, and MedWest Swain and Bryson City are all expanding to bring you more comprehensive care. From OBGYN clinics closer to home to major cancer treatments, it's all here so our families can get great care at home. Find out more about MedWest on the internet by going to MedWestHealth.org. Excellence, our passion.
Carolina! Chip! Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it. Carolina Pawn and Gun. They got guns and tools and diamond rings, guitars and electronic things. Now if you need some cash, there ain't no doubt. Uncle Sam ain't gonna bail you out. Come see the folks at Carolina Pawn and Gun. They gonna hook you up. Get on over there, son. Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it. Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Burger King in Canton at I-40 Exit 31 is proud to back the Pisgah Bears. Go support the team at every game you can. And when you can't, listen to WPTL. And just remember, it doesn't matter whether you win or lose.
just as long as you have your Whopper after the game. Join them at Burger King and Canton, I-40 exit 31 for a Whopper. Because when you have it your way, it just tastes better.
Your home for Pisgah High School football is AM 920 WPTL.
Final score here tonight, Pisgah loses 45-7 in their home opener, their season opener, to T.C. Robertson. We've got a lot of work to do to get better right here. One score we do have for you, Polk leading Tuscola 38-8. I don't know if that's become a final yet or not. Chuck, what do you think, buddy?
Well, we got to go back to the drawing board. We got to find a lot of things about our football team and if we can respond here. But look, you just got to call it as it is that early in the game you give up, you know, four turnovers that results in 25 points. You can't play winning football that way. You got to take care of the football. T.C. Robertson is a very good football team, and Pisgah is a team that's got to do a lot of maturing and growing fast. Coming in next week is Inca Jets, and they were winning, so they're going to feel good about themselves.
Yep.
And any time that you think that they smell a little blood around, Canton, teams coming in, they want to pounce because they can chalk up a win against a Pisgah program. That's a big win for them in that season. But David Press has got a lot of soul searching to find out about his team, and he's got to find players who can make plays.
Join us tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. for the David Presley Show live from the Jukebox Junction Restaurant on Highway 276 in Bethel. Coach Presley and I will talk Pisgah football, and that's brought to you by Carolina Pawn and Gun, Patton, Morgan, and Clark Insurance, Plus Linen and Uniform Service, Pioneer Seed Supply, Single Stop Stores, and Pisgah Drive Car Wash. You can also listen live or on the web at WPTLradio.net, or you can come by and join us at the Jukebox. Remember to kick off every Football Friday with the Black Bear Cafe Preview Show from 6:30 to 7 every Friday night, and that's sponsored exclusively by the Black Bear Cafe and Ice Cream Shop on Pisgah Drive. Back with more in a moment, WPTL Radio, the voice of Pisgah football.
It seems that most sound financial advice starts with saving. At WNC Community Credit Union, we have several saving products to help achieve your goals. For short term, our regular share account pays one of the best dividends you'll find anywhere. Plus, we have CD and IRA products for longer term plans. We even have a Christmas club for seasonal money needs. Check us out at 65 Eagles Nest Road in Waynesville, insured by the NCUA.
The smart way to keep your vehicle purring is regular maintenance. Make it easy. Pull in at Rogers Express Lube and Tire on Pisgah Drive, locally owned by Buddy and Brandon Rogers. They use Valvoline, Castrol, and other brands. There's North Carolina inspection, and the Rogers sell all major brands of tires with state-of-the-art balancing and tire-changing equipment. Rogers Express Lube and Tire, 167 Pisgah Drive in Canton. They're open on Saturday, and they take credit cards. Call 648-7772.
Our Big Black Lead sponsors again tonight, Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Carolina Pawn and Gun, and MedWest Haywood. We also want to thank especially tonight WNC Community Credit Union. Watch their new building now under construction across the street, building bigger to serve you better. Again, final score tonight, 45-7. Pisgah loses a tough ball game, and you've got real quickly the stats from tonight's game.
Well, just the bottom line here is T.C. Robertson finishes with 267 yards in total offense to Pisgah's 174. And again, you start looking at it and going, how can this score be 45-7? Five turnovers in the whole game, but four leading to touchdowns. And, it's bottom line, just can't. That's not a winning recipe for Pisgah and that's not Pisgah football. You got to fix the passing game. You just can't make decisions like that. You either got to start giving the young man an opportunity, middle of the field's open, you know, they're jamming up the outer thirds, and they're playing. That's forcing that quarterback to throw in tight windows.
Only about 80 yards difference between the two teams.
That's what I'm saying is that, and we came out in the I formation and did some positive things in the second half. So I think we'll see more of that next week. And we got little things that we got to. Stop
cinch up, yeah.
So, we got to clean up a lot in the offense, and in the defense just out there on the field too much. But they played, from about midway, they played well.
Mm-hmm.
Four times they were given a short field.
Right.
Here they are, this good T.C. Robertson team's looking about going 25. One was pick six. They didn't even have to go out there.
Well, it is what it is right now. And you got to pick up and see what else you can do with it. And I'm sure we'll make some adjustments as the week goes by. For Tim Hodges back in our Canton studio, I want to thank him. For Chuck Fiebernitz, Chad Upton, join us tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. for the David Presley Show. Again, it's 6:30 for the Black Bear Cafe preview show next Friday night. So long, everybody.
You've been listening to Pisgah High School Football, live on AM 920 and streaming on the web at WPTLradio.net. Join us all season for Pisgah Black Bears action, home and away. And come back tomorrow morning at 8 for the David Presley Show, live from Jukebox Junction in Bethel. For more Pisgah football on WPTL.